Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Things that I've planned and the things that I've purposed, saith the Lord, they shall surely come to pass. And now is the time, and this is the day. And by my spirit, I'm making the way. And by my spirit, you'll begin to rejoice. And you'll begin to say, lifting your voice and declaring this new day. For I'll cause you to go forth into a new way. You'll leave this place in a new way. A new strength and a new direction. For I'll restore years, and I'll restore health, and I'll restore joy. For this is a day of great restoration, and I'll restore the gifts of the Spirit, and they shall increase, and they shall multiply. For times of refreshing shall come from my presence, saith the Lord, and it shall fall like rain. So now I hear the sound of an abundance of rain, that it shall rain, it shall rain, and I will pour out my spirit, saith the Lord. So receive it and declare it and say it's not so far away, but it's here right now, today. Ha ha ha. Come on, give the Lord a shout. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a shout.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Yeshua. Thank you, Yahashua. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, God. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, mighty Jesus. Mighty Yeshua. Mighty Yahashua. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Well, shalom, shalom, my brother, my sister. Welcome to the Lord's Hour. This is your host, Brother in Christ, Brother Elvie Sapar. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I'm here to encourage you tonight to continue to trust the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. Tonight in our Bible study, shalom, Brother Miguel. Nice to see you, brother. Hallelujah. We will be talking about different topics, different things. Amen. And any question you may have also, my brother and sister, thank you, Lord. So I believe it will be a very interesting program, very informative. My brother and sister, I'm going to try to answer as much question as I can. My brother and sister, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I already had from my children a couple of questions earlier. How old is God? And I said that God always been there. Amen. So if you're one of those that have those questions, and one of my children's question was that God has parents. And I said, no, he always been there. Amen. Praise the Lord. He created everything. He created even space and everything in it. He's bigger than everything. He created it. So praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. We try to answer the question as much as we can. We heard of a testimony of an angel in heaven. One of the Lord's servants was taken to heaven, and it was reading a book. This angel is billions of years old. And the servant of the Lord asked him, how much did he know? He says, I just started. And so how long has he been reading it for? Billions of years. Hallelujah. There are books that are over 5,000 pounds in heaven, okay? And so I gave them an example. If it's 24 hours from here to China, in one of the pages of the book, and it takes you 24 hours in a plane flight to get to China, okay? And it takes you a year driving, and I don't know, 10-year walking to get from here to China, if you had a row. Well, that's how long some of the pages of those books are. And the information there is so big, so deep. Okay, so it takes you at least 10 years to get to China walking from here. My brother and sister, 24 hours in a plane, 10 a year in a car. So that means it will take you 10 years walking. So the whole matter is, my brother and sister, that when it's in regard to God, he's bigger than everything. Father, show me Jesus. Father gave me a revelation of Jesus. He was bigger than creation, bigger than the heaven. So how do you describe that? How do you describe the Lord being bigger than the heaven? Because he is bigger than the creation. He says he is the beginning, he is the end. I mean, there was no other things, and there will never be other things without him. He created all. So keep that in mind. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Brother Dan and Sister Barbara, Sister, you sent me a word tonight. Put out this word about the second coming of Jesus. 10 years ago, I don't know how many of you heard it, but it gives you a very good blessing when you hear it. So please listen to this, and I'll be back. I'll be listening, and I'll be back.
Praise the Lord, everyone, and welcome to God's Pillar 7 channel. Brother Dan has a prophecy announcement that he's going to read today that will just take your breath away. So, and again, the prophecy is from the Lord. So join me in, where are we going here? 1 Thessalonians 4, chapter 4, verses 15 to 17. For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will by no means precede those who are asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and thus we will always be with the Lord. So you know what's going to happen here. And the next scripture is Matthew 27, let's see, verse 11. 27, verse 11. Now Jesus stood before the governor, and the governor asked him, saying, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Jesus said to him, "It is as you say."
Praise the Lord, sister.
I already have the Holy Ghost on me, so I don't know what we're capable of here.
Lord wants me to say a couple things before I read this message. I think there's a prophecy up there, and maybe there's not. First, he wants me to remind you, just like you can smell the breath of a flower, and that lasts for such only a short while, so your time to do what you need to do here is the same.
God's time. That's the video.
Exactly. So he also wants me to tell you that you are here to serve him. He's not here to serve you. You're here to serve him and to do his will. And at judgment time, everyone is going to be judged on everything they say and they do. And when you get judged, he's going to speak to you in scriptures. Okay? So that's what he wanted me to tell you before I read this word.
So you must have to answer
in scriptures.
Absolutely. So I hope you guys know your Bible. Okay.
Yes, and I wish I knew it better, but this is what's going on. All right, let me start with the word. The night grows short, for soon you shall see the new Jerusalem. I shall remove the chosen into the sky, for their cries reach my ears. For the others, I have shown them signs of my glory, and they did not see. I called them, and they did not answer. As the days grow short, shall you be found on the Father's side? The Lion of Judah shall roar to announce my coming. Men shall weep as Scripture is fulfilled. Only judgment shall suffice to fulfill justice. I have called thee to grace to speak the unspoken. Speak these words, for all shall soon see my return as the triumphant King of Israel. For those who mock me, their lips shall be sealed. Fire shall fill the sky, for I, who am the warrior king, shall punish the wicked. Words shall be followed by action. The wind roars, the earth shakes, for my signs are all around you. You call for your Savior, and here I stand in front of you, and you still do not see. Step forward and receive my redeeming grace while there is still time. for fire shall spew from inside the earth as the hour of the glorious one draws near. Amen, sister.
Whoa, Ashkata Shandara, I'm at the door. He's coming. And whoa, this message again, if you watch Brother Dan's last message, the Lord says my signs are visible of my return for all to see. We were told that it was backwards, so we read it from the bottom up.
Same with this message.
So we got it. Brother Dan already put it in the right order so he could hear it. But here's the announcement. If I can't get any other idea of this, I shall remove the chosen into the sky. There's the rapture, and I return as the triumphant king of Israel. Whoa, there's the second coming of the Lord. And again, this is your time right here. You're going to either be choose life or death. You're going to either be up or down, and you can't be in the middle. You're either going one way or the other, so you need to repent and be baptized in Jesus' name. Wow, I still have the Holy Ghost on. I could probably run around the whole house today. And I've had it since this morning, just thinking about us putting this message up. So repent, be baptized in Jesus' name. I'm proclaiming the acceptable year of the Lord till September 23rd, 2015. Now is the time. You need to do what you need to do. Respond to his message and be saved. Well, Brother Dan, what an announcement from the Lord. And thank you, everyone, for tuning in to God Killer 7 channel. Have a blessed day today, and amen. Thank you.
Amen, sister.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Yeshua. Amen. Thank you, God. So you see the confirmation, hallelujah, of what God is going to do, how my brother and sister, the whole earth is going to experience his coming. Well, this is how, hallelujah, Ezekiel prophesied to the people about the coming of the Lord. Ezekiel 32a, and all his shining light in the sky, I will darken above you. I will spread the darkness over your land, saith Adonai Elohim. So he's going to spread the darkness over the sky. And because the prophet said that the day of the Lord doesn't come, it comes with darkness first. Okay? My brother and sister, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Joel 2:2, a day of darkness and gloom, a day of cloud and thick fog. A great and mighty hordes is spread like a blackness over the mountain. There have never been anything like it, nor it will ever be again, nor even after a year or many generations. Okay? This day of the Lord is so special, but at the same time, it's so mighty. Okay? This is what the beginning of, this is talking about the 3 days of darkness. But notice how he's going to spread the cloud. Okay? He will spread the darkness over your land. So there will be sign clearly seen before these 3 days of darkness. My brother and sister, praise the Lord. There was a word Sister Barbara put up. Let me see. I believe I have it in the chat room. Thank you, Lord. She put out a word as I believe she said strange things happening. My brother and sister, unexplained event. I'm going to play this audio because tonight, as I heard this word this week, I asked the Lord about it, and I'm going to share to you what he let me know in regard to this word, which I was a bit shocked. My brother and sister, let me play the word, and then I'll explain it. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, everyone. Welcome to the God Killer 7 End Time Prophecy Channel. Excuse me. I'm Sister Barbara, and I'm here today with, I'm going to call it an unexplained event that happened with my granddaughter. Okay, let me see, where is my phone here? April 23rd, 2022. Now, this happened this past week, and I'll tell you the little story. But first, let's do a scripture. Excuse me. Now, I prayed for how long for the scripture, so pay attention to what this is. This will blow your mind. Excuse me. Ephesians chapter 6, starting at verse 10. Finally, my brethren, Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness, I feel the Holy Spirit, rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. All right, let's see, because that is part of them, Lord. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Okay, now this is mind-boggling, that's the scripture. I have my little note here so I don't forget stuff, and you know I'm still going to forget it. Okay, so here is the bizarre story. So my granddaughter, most of you have been on here for years and years, she's going to be 20. So she got her nails done on, Sunday, or before Sunday for Easter. She got Easter nails. Now, I never had my nails done ever, so I don't really know exactly what goes on in there. I never was in there. So she was all excited on Sunday, and she showed everyone her nails. All right, so I saw them. I remembered what they looked like. So now my nurse came on Tuesday to take me either shopping or to the doctor's. I don't remember what one. So she leans down on the floor, because I don't drive anymore, of the driver's seat, and leans down and picks something up. So she picked something up. She showed it to me. I said, that's Jasmine's nail. She just got them done for Easter. So, interesting. We found that in the car, on the floor of the passenger side, because she usually uses the car all week for school, college. So I don't know if you're going to see this, but I'm going to try it anyway. So I text her a little message, and I said, we found one of your nails in the car. Just wanted to let you know. And I sent her a picture of that little nail. So she texts me back. I don't know if you could see this. A picture of both hands with no nails missing. There is no nail missing. I'm sitting here thinking, how can that be possible? So she answers me. I said, I don't understand. I mean, we found the nail. It's the same ones that you had on Easter. She said, this happened to me before. She said, I had my nails all done, and then I found one, like, laying on the floor somewhere. And then I looked down, and no nails were missing. So she said, it must be a glitch. A glitch. Okay, here's me, a glitch, right away. I'm thinking glitch. Now, excuse me. I have a prophecy out there. I'm not sure what the date is. I just looked at it. I'm talking about interdimensional things and portholes. Is that how you say it? I'm not sure. So I have a prophecy about that. And I remember when I got the prophecy, I was like, this is the most bizarre thing I've ever gotten from the Lord, a prophecy about this interdimensional stuff. So let's look back at this scripture. He's giving us the answer in here. The answer of the phenomena that I think this is the answer. Otherwise, he wouldn't have had me spend so much time on the scripture and praying for it unless he was going to tell me something. But we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. There is your answer. I can't believe this. I mean, God is so amazing and awesome. So my question is, what do you think? I went back, when I got that other prophecy about the dimensions, interdimensional, I went back and I Googled and looked around on that day for things on there, only to discover that Albert Einstein actually has information or work done on there being interdimensional. How did he put it? He's a multi-dimensional universe. Imagine this, parallel universes. I was like blown away with that when I got the prophecy. I'll see if I can tag that prophecy under this video. But again, I want your opinion on it. Tell me what you think. And did anything bizarre like this, here we go, ever happen to you? So we found something. Now, is it possible? So someone said to me, so I could be in one place and then be in another place. I don't know how it works. Well, we found something left behind. It's pretty bizarre, I think. So tell me what you think about that. So I think I'm going to sign off with that because I was like blown away. Then the Lord gives me that scripture, which made me more blown away. He's so awesome. Please don't stop praying. I said this when I did the prayer request. God is answering prayers. I know he is. People are telling me I have prayers answered to. Don't stop praying. So repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus. You will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. You can read about that in the book of Acts, Acts 2:38. And again, have an emergency plan. We don't know what's up and what's going on. Put the news on. I just looked at the headlines. We see all kinds of things going on. And I know there's, shortages in stores again. So make sure you have a little supplies on hand, stocked up, some spare cash on hand, maybe for gas or whatever. And keep your gas tank filled all the time. Just some common sense things there. I'm thanking everyone again that helps us in the ministry. Thank you for all the encouraging comments. Thank you, everyone, that supports the ministry financially. We really appreciate it. For all the translations in the other languages, excuse me, what else? Things you send us in the mail. I always get lovely things and cards and notes and so on in the mail. Thank you so much. Again, please leave your thoughts on this and tell me what you think. Or if this happened to you, some similar bizarre thing happened. So God bless you all. We love you guys. Thank you for everything you do. I hope this came out okay.
Okay, can you hear me now? Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. So, Proverbs 3:25, be not afraid of sudden fear, neither of desolation of the wicked when it comes. In other words, this judgment, this destruction is coming from the wicked, not for us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Yeshua. Okay? The destruction is not for God's people. It's for the wicked. Okay? It's for the nations that are not walking under the fear of the Lord, my brother and sister. So God don't want us to be afraid, okay, because it's not for us. It's not for us, okay? So in Proverbs, this is the wisdom, be not afraid of sudden fear. Because when I asked the Lord about this word from Sister Barbara, he confirmed that the word was that he was gave to me a few months ago, that we have entered into the season. Sister Renee says she cannot hear me. Can anybody else hear me? I believe the audio is supposed to be working fine. Praise the Lord. It may not be for some reason, but okay, I'll stop. I'll check. I'll make sure that people can hear me. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Yeshua. Praise the Lord. For some reason, she said she cannot hear me. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Yeshua. Praise you, Jehoshua. Okay, thank you, Lord. I'll check my audio, make sure everything is fine. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, God. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Yeshua. Thank you, Jehoshua. Everything seems to be fine here for some reason. Okay. Praise you, God. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Amen. So some of my brothers and sisters have audio and some don't have audio. Okay. Okay. Don't know why. Everything seems to be fine. Praise you, Jesus. Amen. Praise you, God. Amen. So the word of Proverbs 3:25 of be not afraid of sudden destruction, of sudden fear, neither of desolation of the wicked when it comes. The 3 days of darkness, it will affect the wicked ones, but not God's people. It will not affect us. It will affect them. God don't want us to be afraid. Okay? Be not afraid of sudden fear. Okay? So if all of a sudden you find out you're in the 3 days of darkness, what do? You pray. You call upon the name of the Lord. Whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Okay? If you get caught up at work because you got to work to support your family, okay, don't be afraid. Okay? Be not afraid of sudden fear. Okay? It may cut you by surprise. Of course, God wants us to be home with our family. But a lot of people got to go to work for 8 hours, 10 hours, 12 hours. And what happened is they cut up a work that day of the 3 days of darkness. Then you want to head at home. You focus on heading home, going to your house. Because that's the day you won't be able to work in the 3 days of darkness. I tell you that right now. It will be so dark in your job. You will not be able to see the machines. You will not be able to see whatever you do, your office. You won't be able to see anything, okay? But the Bible said, be not afraid of sudden fear. If you get caught by surprise, don't be afraid. Just call upon the name of the Lord and pray. And if it's still a little bit of light and you can get on your car and come home, come to your house. If not, just walk to your house if you can, okay? It's not safe on a bus, and I don't even think even in a train it will be safe. People will get on the way to a train track and things like that. So be careful. Okay? It will not be safe on a plane either. Okay? So those 3 days of darkness, you don't want to, okay, be caught by surprise. But my question was is, because the Lord says to me that it will be like a surprise, sudden destruction, surprise. Okay? Is the word he used, which I was like, wow. Okay, because the Bible says sudden destruction. Okay, so Proverbs 6:15, therefore shall his calamity shall come suddenly. Suddenly shall he be broken without remedy. This is talking about the wicked. Okay, so this doesn't apply to us, but to the bride of Christ, we the child of God, we don't need to be afraid. We need to be ready. We need to be repenting is what God's saying. Now, we're already seeing the price of food rising and stay declaring emergency shortage of food. No, okay? So we're already seeing the incremental of food disappearing quickly in the United States. And that will continue around the world, my brother and sister. Proverbs 24:22. For their calamity shall rise suddenly. And who knows the ruins of them both? Okay? So, God will protect his. But the ruin that will come upon the people, who knows how much it will be? Okay? Proverbs 29:1. He that being often reproved, stiff-necked his neck shall suddenly be destroyed without remedy. And this is what the Lord is saying. And said to me, that right now he's been speaking to his prophet for people to repent and get ready and listen to him. But if they are not listening, if they're not repenting, if they're not getting ready, when it comes, they're going to cry out to him. He's not going to listen to them. Okay? He's not going to listen to them. I was surprised when he said that, but this is the word he used. Okay? Isaiah 29:5. Moreover, the multitude of the strangers be like a small dust. And the multitude of terrible ones shall be a shaft that passes away, yea, and it shall be in an instant, suddenly. Okay? It's so quickly, in 3 days of darkness, you may think these beasts are not going to be able to do much. If you think so, you're wrong. They're going to do exactly what they need to do in 3 days. It's going to be quickly. It's going to be sweet. It's going to be smooth. It's going to get done. My brother and sister, this is why we need to be ready with the Lord. We need to be repenting. We need to be committing our life. Because he said he will not listen to those that he's been speaking to and have not taken heed to his message. They will cry out to him. He will not listen to them. My brother and sister, Isaiah 30:13, and therefore the iniquity shall be unto you as bread ready to fall, swallowing out in a high wall. Those breaking come suddenly in an instant, okay? He's using the word sudden. Instant is another word for sudden, my brother and sister, okay? So he says that this will come as a surprise. This is what I understood when he said this to me this week when I asked him about this. So in another word, if, I'm going to give you two if. If you ask the Lord, how soon is the 3 days of darkness? Okay? And if he tells you how soon it is, two if, giving you two if, If you ask him, and if he tells you how soon it is, you will say to him, Lord, that is too soon, Lord. We need more time, Lord, to prepare and repent. That's what you will say. If you ask him, and if he responds to you and give you the day, you will say, Lord, this is too soon, Lord. We need more time, you will say. Now, has he been giving us more time? Of course he has. He's been giving humanity over 2,000 years to prepare and be ready until Father said it's over. Keep that in mind. It's over. He said it's over. And I challenge anyone to take the word before Father and say, and ask him if he said those words to me. I mean, we have prophet. We got messenger of the Lord, people that God speak to them when they cry out to him, when they fast, when they go to him. He speaks to them. He tells them. He can confirm what I'm saying to them, what I'm preaching here, my brother and sister. I'm saying from Father and the Lord, the God Father, God's Son has said to me, it's over. It is over, my brother and sister. And anyone can go to God and say, God, did you say this word to Brother Elvie? Now, I'm bringing you the word with the witness of four or five prophets, different prophets, my brother and sister. Let's go back to the word of darkness, okay? If the word is true, it has to have, my brother and sister, the witness of two or three. And then the matter is established. That's what the word of God says. I got for you, in regard to the darkness, the prophet Amos, the prophet Micah, the prophet Nahum, and the prophet Zechariah, and David in the book of Psalm. My brother and sister. David says in the book of Psalm 18:10, he lowered the heaven and came down with thick darkness under his feet. Let me put it in the chat room. This is how it's going to happen. This is in his coming, my brother and sister, to change and transform his bride. He's going to come with thick darkness under his feet. Okay? Zechariah says in 14:6, on that day, there will be neither bright light nor, hallelujah, nor thick darkness. Now, Zechariah 1:15, okay? On that day of fury, a day of trouble, a day of distress, a day of waste and desolation, a day of darkness and gloom, a day of cloud and thick fog. Notice how he uses the word thick, darkness, and thick fog. My brother and sister, okay? I don't know how, but I'm going to tell you this. I don't know how this things God has shown to me that if I can explain them to you to the letter, to the smaller detail, I would. I just have to say what he's showing me. I was in a building, remember in the school I was in, inside this building, when the darkness came down, outside of the building and inside the building, the thick fog, the thick darkness was the same. I'll give you another example. It's like in heaven. In heaven, Father's presence, you can be inside the building and the light of Father comes through the ceiling, through the wall, into your house. You need no lamp. You need no lights. Okay? How does God do these things? Well, you're going to have to ask him in person when you go home in the rapture and say, Father, how do you do this? How do your light go through the wall? You know, well, this darkness is so thick and it's so real. It says in Asia, they describe it this way. It could be felt. Like you touching your wall or touching something. It's a darkness that can be felt. Or let's compare it to your clothing. Can you feel your clothing over your body? Of course you can. You can feel your clothing. Well, this darkness is basically the same. You can feel it. It can be felt, the Bible says. My brother and sister, isn't that incredible? Hallelujah. Now, the prophet Nahum, who prophesied about the destruction of Nineveh, remember that through one prophet, God said Nineveh, Jonah. And then comes the prophet Nahum, when through Jonah they repented, everyone repented, God had mercy, God forgave them. Then comes the prophet Nahum and prophesied about the destruction of Nineveh. And this is what Nahum says. In Nahum 1:8, Bah with an overwhelming flood, he will make an end of Nineveh. Place in darkness will pursue his enemy. Okay? So, in another word, he's saying to us, or giving us the understanding is, that how God used darkness, which when you talk about this darkness, are also beasts in it that comes with it and devour the people, he destroyed Nineveh in a similar way afterward, my brother and sister. Because what happened is afterward they went into sinning. They went into doing evil. After knowing God, after having the mercy of God, so they became backslider Christian. And they disregarded everything, the mercy of God through Jonah the prophet, the mercy that God had mercy on them, his grace over their lives. Now they go back into sinning. And this time God says, it's over. It's over. To the end of it, it's over. We look at the example how God destroyed these nations. And this is how the United States and the rest of the world is going to be destroyed in the similar way. That's why we study them, how he destroyed them, okay? Because in the similar 3 days of darkness that is coming on the United States and the world, God is going to have these beasts eat the wicked, devour the wicked, like a sword coming over the life. And it is a sword. It is a sword coming over the life. And they cannot escape for 3 days and three nights, my brother and sister. Well, they never had a similar destruction, and Nineveh was destroyed, utterly destroyed. Micah 3:6, another prophet. Therefore, you will have night, now vision, darkness, and now divination. The sun will go down on the prophet, or then they will be black, okay? Now, I believe because of so many false prophets that are coming upon the land that the Lord Jesus was said, there will be many false prophets. In the last days, well, this is happening now. Now, someone emailed me today, okay? So you see this no coincidence sometime. And I don't need to say name, but let me tell you what this brother wrote to me today. Okay, he said, Brother Elvie, I've been listening to you for years, so supported you when I can. I heard that you and the other others like Celestial have said about the shot, the COVID-19 vaccine. And I have seen hundreds on YouTube, and then he put up a page number, be the people that have died in injured and deeply troubled me, this prophet Sehu, I believe he is Indian. Sehu has taken this shot, and then because he's highly anointed, had no effect. He believed because he's highly anointed, had no effect, and or has been deceived. Now, when God says, okay, that you will have in your land great deceiving prophet, my brother and sister, and I'm not calling him a false prophet, you just got to know that if when God says that this by seeing will separate, those that will take this by seeing will be separated from him, then if they are separated from him and they have become inhabitations of devil, The Bible says this, that they have become a habitations of devil. And that this person took to by seeing have become a habitations of devil. According to the Bible, the word of God, my brother and sister, how can then we believe someone who have become a habitation of devil, what this person is saying? You have to take that in prayer with God. You have to go to God. You have to see God. My brother and sister, you cannot take something like this lightly because God said that the land is full of false prophets, great false prophets, great deceiving prophets, my brother and sister. And it has to be prophets that people can watch on television, that people can support and listen to them and blindly receive everything they have to offer, okay? The United States, God has said, It is a lamb that had great full profit among them. How do you know, my brother and sister, about these full prophets? Well, you have to take what they're saying, okay, and you have to go into the Word of God, and you have to study God's Word and compare what God says in His Word. My brother and sister, like Revelation 18, okay? And if God says about this Babylonian system, which is the United States right now in the world, okay? See, it has fallen, it has fallen. Babe of the grave, she has become a home for demons, said the complete Jewish Bible. A prison for very unclean spirit, and a prison for every unclean hate bird. Okay, let me put this in the chat room. This is Revelation 18. Okay? So how can if their body, if their life, after the soul has been removed through the Bicene, they have become a home for demon, for unclean spirit, and hateful birds. How can they be speaking from God? How can they be bringing you message from God when their soul is not there anymore? You have to take them into the Word and see if what they're saying passes, if it's biblical, or what they're saying is not biblical, my brother and sister. So there's great deceiving in the land. Jesus said there will be many for profit. And this is exactly what's happening, that will deceive many. They are deceiving many because they have many million following them, many millions of followers. And it's easy for them now that there's a demon in their body to deceive the people and tell them which way to go. Okay? Father and the Lord has been very clear with me. The Lord standing right in front of me while God speaking, while Father speaking, that those that will take this by seeing will not be part of his kingdom, Father said. Now, Father's being merciful. He has not rejected everyone. There will be people who are vaccinated, like he showed me this past week about my own family who are vaccinated, that he's going to save them because I've been praying and interceding for them, and God is merciful. God answered the prayer of the righteous, okay? I tried telling another Christian person on the phone this week about the prayer of the righteous. Now, we might have to bring a study about the prayer of the righteous, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Because I tell you, they are special cargo in heaven. The prayer of the righteous are precious cargo, my brother and sister, in heaven. I believe it's called the prayer of the saint. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I'm telling you, in Revelation, it tells you, okay? In Revelation 18, 5-8, I'm going to read Revelation, hallelujah. Let me go into Revelation 5. Okay, it's 5-8, but I'm going to go into 5. Okay? Revelation 5 said, I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within and on back, sealed with 7 seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming the loud voice, who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seal thereof? And no man in heaven, nor on earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to take a look thereon. And as I wept much, because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon. And the other elder said unto me, weep not, behold, the lion out of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the 7 seal thereof. And behold, lo, in the midst of the throne are 4 living beings. In the midst of the elders stood a lamb as it has been slain, having 7 horns and 7 eyes, which are the 7 spirit of God sent forth to all the earth. And he came and took the book out of the hand of him that sat upon the throne. And when he has taken the book, the 4 living beings and the 24 elders fell down before the lamb, having every one of them an harp, golden vial, full of incense, which are the prayer of the saints. Now, I want you to notice something. The prayers of the saints are very special to God. okay? And the Bible says in the book of James 5 that the prayer of the righteous availeth much, okay? My brother and sister, that availeth much is when you take something, okay, like a plow to work the land, that plow, that tool is able to, if you have 1 acre, 3 acre, 10 acre, you'll be able to work the whole land because that tool is powerful enough for you to be able to work the whole land, okay? Plow the whole land. That's always the prayer of the righteous. It is sufficient. It is powerful enough that when you pray to God and you ask God to save your family, that prayer is so powerful that it comes before the throne of God, and God takes it very serious. So God is very valuable, especially when you're praying for your family, and God will use that to save your family. The Lord showed me last week, I'm my brothers and sisters, we all six together, okay? And the Lord took me into the millennium this week and showed me my brothers and sisters, all of us together, we were hugging one another. They were saved, and they were in the glorified body. Right now, all of them, all five of them are vaccinated, six for me, okay? They're all vaccinated. We were seven, but one passed away, or one is in heaven, in other words. But we were all seven. Now, my brother insisted, they are all five vaccinated. The only one that is not vaccinated is me. And not looking forward to being vaccinated, I prefer that they put a bullet between my eyes than being vaccinated. Or they behead me than being vaccinated. Or that they will cut me to pieces before I'm vaccinated. That they will throw me in fire than being vaccinated. That they'll do anything to remove me from the earth than being vaccinated. I will not be vaccinated because I'm for Christ. I'm for Jesus, my brother and sister. But he showed me. I am praying for them day and night to be saved by the Lord. Okay? And the Lord God Almighty is so merciful. He is so good. And he is so faithful. And he does answer the prayer of the righteous that he's shown them to me, guaranteed by him that they're going to be saved in the millennium in a new glorified body. Each and one of them, my brother and sister, two sisters and four brothers, saved. Hallelujah, holy and sanctified by him. My brothers, that is his promise, my brother and sister. And that's all we need, his promise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So, continue to pray for your family. Continue. The Lord was the one who told me this. I remember I said this on the Lord's Hour when he showed me that sister, praying for her sister, okay? Praying for her nonstop, for her sister to be saved. And the Lord showed me him saving her sister, turning her back into from being a flying bird, flesh-eating bird. Let me see how Revelation 18 calls it. Hallelujah. It's a hateful bird. These birds are so hateful. They're so hated by people because these birds have an advantage over the werewolf. These birds have an advantage over the beast. And these birds have an advantage over the J&J, Johnson & Johnson, two-headed monster. These monsters are land, earthly. They have to run. They have to chase people. It's different. Okay? But these birds has an advantage. They can fly. Okay? They can fly. And they can stalk you from the air, like 1,000 feet or more up from the air, and follow you careful like an eagle. And whenever you go, they can have their eyes on you, my brother and sister. And at any second, at any moment, they can come down from the air and snatch you and then kill you and eat you easily, okay, my brother and sister. And so they have that advantage. So their hatred, they're hated. People hate them. They hate them in the Great Tribulation because how can something from the air that can fly like an eagle really fast down. And I don't know how fast an eagle can fly, but he can do over 70 or 80 miles an hour coming down. That's really fast. We human beings can only run from 20 to 25 miles running the most. Okay? These birds are coming 80 miles down fast or even more to grab you. So it's almost impossible for you to escape them. Once they're stalking you and once they're seeing where you're going, and the moment you're in the open because you're looking for food to eat, they can snatch you and kill you, grab you and kill you. And their nails are really big. Okay, their claws are really big, and they can penetrate it to you. You know how an eagle, when he grabs a mouse or anything, they can, their nails are like knife. The claws are like knife, and it goes into their body and kills them. That's basically what they're doing to human beings. Okay? That's what they're doing to human beings in the Great Tribulation. So people hate them. They hate those birds. They're very hated, and that's what Revelation said, my brother and sister. Okay? So anyone believing anything outside the Bible needs to check their belief in the Word of God. You have to stand on the Word. Cannot let anyone take you out of the Word, because the Word of God tells you how it's going to be. This system is falling. And the manifestation of this fallen system is going to be for 7 years, Great Tribulation. God will manifest all the wickedness, all the evil, everything that is hidden right now. He's going to bring it to life for 7 years. They cannot escape. My brother and sister, this is exactly what's coming. Now, so the land having, hallelujah, every one of them are golden vial full of incense, which are the prayer of the saints. My brother and sister, God's going to answer this prayer. Revelation 18:3. Another angel came and stood in out there having the golden censer. And it was given unto him much incense, that he should offer up with the prayer of all the saints upon the golden altar, which was before the throne. I'm going to tell you something. I've been taken to the throne of Father. I seen this golden altar, my brother and sister. It is holy as you cannot imagine. I believe this, the word to describe that altar is holy, holy, holy three times. My brother and sister, and the fire out of the altar burns. And if you are introduced into the fire, what it does, it purifies you incredibly, that golden altar in front of the throne of Father. My brother and sister, I've been there, and I can tell you, when I was taken there, I was burning, and I just wanted to come out of there. And the Lord held me strongly there, for me not to move. And that fire was burning through me, incredibly. I thought I was going to be consumed, but I was not. My brother, this altar is in the throne of God, I'm telling you. Again, having came and stood on the altar, having a golden incense, there was given unto him much incense, and that he should offer it with a prayer of the saints upon the golden altar that was before the throne. It's before the throne, my brother and sister, it's in there. And the fire is a consuming fire. Our God is a consuming fire. That's his fire. That's his holy fire. My brother and sister, praise the Lord. Maybe one day when you go to heaven, you want to be taken there. Praise the Lord. God will show you that what I'm saying is there. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. David said about God in Psalm 18:29, for you are the night, light my lamp. Adonai, my God, light up my darkness. Amen. He does. Praise the Lord. And that cleansing he put us through, it is so incredible. My brother and sister, hallelujah, how he'll put us, hallelujah, in that darkness. Hallelujah. Now, God says through Job, in Job 5:14, they meet with darkness during the day, grouping a noon and a night. That says for 3 days, my brother and sister. He says that they meet with it. You cannot avoid it. You cannot, when the 3 days of darkness comes, you cannot avoid it. It's all over the land. It's all over the earth. And it's a thick cloud, fog-like darkness. And it's inside the building, inside the house, everywhere. Inside your house, you'll be standing in your living room. Your light, your electricity is glooming. I mean, like it's not even working. You see your light bulb, like, why isn't this thing working? It lights up well in the darkness. You'll be smacking it or trying to tighten the light bulb, and and you're hitting the switch up and down, it's like nothing. That's the 3 days of darkness, okay, that is coming. I've seen it. I have experienced it. I'm telling you. And those that also have experienced it can tell you and say, oh, it is a gloom in darkness. It is unavoidable, and it's for 3 days. Now, the special part of it is the Lord coming to visit the bride in the 3 days of darkness and calling us by name. But the well, I just heard the Lord say yes, thank you, Lord. The well will experience it in a different way. We will experience a wonderful time with Jesus. He'll call us by name. We're immediately are before him. But the world will experience darkness totally different than we. Because for them, it's judgment. For us, it's grace. It's grace and sufficient. And transformation and change in our lives. It changes us. It transforms us. My brother and sister. And then he'll send us out for a short revival as I experience. I tell a revival will be much longer. No, it's a short revival. My brother and sister. And hallelujah for that. Praise you, Lord. Once you finish your task in this revival, going to the people the Lord is sending you to, going to the family the Lord is sending you to, once you go and witness to them and lead them to Christ, and maybe you'll have to tell them about the great tribulation coming up right away for them to be ready and be murdered for the Lord. Okay? Be killed for him. Be willing to die for him. My brother and sister, might be you might have to take them and bring them a Bible when you come to them. Okay? It's a special event because the great tribulation is going to be for 7 years so wicked, so evil. People will be so desperate. People are going to go so hungry and so naked. The part that surprised me about the great tribulation is the nakedness of women and men. Why did I see so many people naked? And I didn't understand why. Then when the Lord allowed me to go to my friend's house, as he was changing into a werewolf every day, 2 and 3 times a day for hours, and saw how he was, he had tear his pants, he had tear his shirt, his coat, his jacket, everything he had, he tear it apart because he is about 5'8". He's 5'8 tall, and he's no more than 180 pounds, okay? But when he changed into a werewolf, he's up to 9 feet tall and 3-4 times bigger than his size, okay? So his clothing was not made for a werewolf. It was made for a man who is 5'8", 180 pounds. Think about it, okay? So his clothing is for what he is now. But he had no idea that by being vaccinated by the Moderna vaccine, he's going to stay behind and change into a werewolf. And by the mercy of God, seeing him 5 years into the Great Tribulation, he had not been killed as a werewolf, because a lot of these werewolf people are taking the shotgun and are shooting them because they're trying to protect their own life. The government is shooting them. And so there are many werewolves that have been killed by 5 years already, maybe millions of them, okay? Because the government and people are killing them, because they come into your house, they tear apart your children, they tear apart your wife, or they tear apart your husband or your neighbor. And you know that if they tear apart your neighbor, you're going to be next, because they know you're there. Talking about those that will stay behind. So if you have a shotgun, if you have a gun, you're getting yourself ready. You're preparing yourself for this, my brother and sister. Okay? And so I don't know about the silver bullet. A lot of people, I believe werewolf is silver bullet. Vampire is the stick. My brother and sister, I did kill a werewolf in the Great Tribulation with a stick through the heart. So Benjamin went to the Lord about this when he heard me saying to the Lord's hour, because he was I know he was thinking, but then he got his movie cross, or he's killing werewolf with a stick when it's vampire you kill with a stick, and you kill a werewolf with a silver bullet. That's what the movie has been showing people for years. But since I was in the supermarket in the Great Tribulation, I was running from the werewolf. Oh, I heard them. I heard the howling. And the howling was so loud. I said, uh-oh, I'm in the Great Tribulation, and the people are changing into werewolf. So I ran into the supermarket, and I'm going through the aisle where they have the cleaning stuff to get a broomstick and break it into shoe. And you know, I was getting ready. I was getting ready to get ready, to be ready. So I'm running into there, and as I'm running, I see a werewolf. He jumped through the window at the supermarket, the big glass they have. And he break through it like nothing, and he's running where I was. So he saw me, and he wanted to get a piece of me. And I said, I'm protecting myself. So as I'm running, I'm grabbing the broomstick, I'm breaking it in two, and immediately I threw myself on my back. I had my arm. The stick was pointing straight up, and he came running and jumped on me, and I immediately put it through his heart, his chest, right where I knew his heart would be. And we wrestled a little bit, and I noticed he died almost right away. He was down. He was down for the count. And there were other people, and so I immediately began to scream about other people who were being attacked. I said, put a stick through their heart, through the chest. Kill them with a stick. Which a lot of people who've been watching Hollywood movies will say, that is crazy, but it's working. It's working. So the Lord said, yes, that will work. So Brother Benjamin, he thought it was so funny. He said it to me so funny on the phone. I said, brother, there's things we learn. The Lord allowed me to experience these things. Was for me to learn and come here and tell you. Believe me, it was not fun to me. Because I see myself running from them, hiding, climbing. Like in the attic, the third floor attic, I was hiding with the rest of the other people. And it was not easy. My brother and sister. So this is what people are going to encounter. It's not going to be an easy life. It's mostly what I see, a miserable life for 7 years. That's why every hour sounds like a day, and a day like a year. Because there's beasts everywhere devouring people and killing. And you hear people crying as the beast bite the leg, the arm, the neck, the shoulder, the scream. Man, you hear men and women the yelling, crying as these animals are tearing them apart, my brother and sister. And the way we can help them, I even went to someone else who was next to me, who the werewolf was biting his hand, and I jumped to put the stick through his back, helping someone else as much as I could. I knew I was putting myself in danger, but I said, the store is getting full of werewolves. We need to start killing them and teaching people how to do it, how to defend themselves. And that's what the Great Tribulation is about, my brother and sister. I know that this information that we're putting here, as the Lord showed me in the Great Tribulation, people are going to use this knowledge that I'm sharing on the Lord's Tower, and they're going to use it during the Great Tribulation to kill these werewolves, to defend themselves and protect themselves. Remember, if you are able to close yourself on a steel building, you'll be best. It's hard for them to destroy steel or break down a steel door, okay? A cage, okay? If you can put yourself on a steel cage, my brother and sister, inside your building, that will be a great protection when you only have the key and you can lock the door and move yourself back and stay away. They'll try to get to you. They won't be able to break down the cage. Prisons are really good to be protected from werewolves. So if you know that, let's say your police department, they all been killed by the world. They've been eaten. But then you know there are cells in police department, okay? So you might want to tell the other people, look, this is a police department down here. I'm sure they have cells. They have prisons in there. Let's try to find the key and get ourselves in there before they change. That will give you an advantage. You got to have a plan, and you got to move quickly. You don't have time because they change every 3 hours, I believe it is. Every 3 hours, they have an hour before the next 3 hours, like an hour and 10 minutes before the 3 hours comes. They get like an hour break, and then they'll change back into wealth, and then they're going out to eat again, okay, or hunt again. So then you have that time to get yourself. The best thing what the Lord is doing is telling people, save up on food supply, okay? Have enough food supply. a lot of our food, the Lord already revealed this to us, a lot of us that are saving cans, food, and all that, our family who are staying behind, who God's going to lead to our place, and there they will be taken care. They will have enough food, at least for a year or two or three, in the Great Tribulation, before they have to go out looking for food. Because the worst of the Great Tribulation is the first 3 or 4 years. Being honest with you. Because the first 3 years and four, when people turn into animals and beasts and werewolves, my brother and sister, the first years are really bad because how many people are vaccinated? Look at the number. Think about the number that are vaccinated. And some stay 90%, 95% some other state. That means you're going to have 95% of people changing into werewolf, beast, and all that. Only 5%. So some say have 40 million. That means 3 million are human who will not be changing, but 27 million are going to be changed into beasts, werewolf, beast, you know, hunting bird, hatred bird, meat eating. They're all meat eating. They all love meat, my brother and sister. Human meat. I don't know why is it that human meat they love so much. I know that they do eat deers, whatever they can find, they'll eat them, including bears. They have no problem. These werewolves have no problem killing a bear. Bear don't have much against them because each one of them has the force like 10 men, first of all. They're much larger than a bear, much stronger than a bear, and especially after they eat meat. For some reason, I don't know why, but these werewolves, after they eat meat, they become so strong, my brother and sister, okay? And it's like every time they eat a human, they become stronger for some reason. And more savages, more killing machine. It's like a killing machine. It's like the more human they kill, the more killing machine they become. And then it's more impossible to kill them because now they're so strong. And I noticed something, they become smarter for some reason. Okay? They become much smarter. On how to kill human. It's like they learn to study how human behave, and they watch human careful, and they hunt them very much easier. Like the guy in the motorcycle, he thought, well, this is a motorcycle that he probably can only run 40 miles an hour. I can run 80, easy 100 with this motorcycle. I'll get away. But he didn't realize that this werewolf of them eating meat, my friend, as a werewolf, he had become like larger in body. His leg muscle have become much stronger, my brother and sister, much better built. He looks like one of these weightlifter, bodybuilder in the gym that's been lifting weight for so many years, like Arnold Schwarzenegger, that he has become so strong. That's how this werewolf body looks. You can see all that muscle on his chest that he has built after chasing people. And have become so strong, my brother, and so skillful in his evilness. Also, my brother and sister, like a cheetah, when it goes after a prey after it has been hunting for so many years, it becomes easier for them after they hunt. The more they hunt like a lion, the much easier it becomes, the more skillful they get. And so this is how I looked at this werewolf, how this guy thinking in a motorcycle when he saw him coming, I'm taking off, and he was in front. But what I saw when this werewolf took off to go get him, the back leg of the werewolf was pushing back the grass, the dirt in the grass. The nail was going deep into the grass and pushing it back with such a strong, my brother and sister, such a strength, and was able to catch him, jump over the fence like 10 feet into the air, and boom, grab him and begin to bite him, kill him. Swiftly, quickly, my brother and sister. And I was amazed, and the Lord wanted me to see all these details, my brother and sister. God is into the details. People don't think so. Oh, no, no. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. He will give you detail if you ask for them, if you want to know more. The only thing I regret is praying for certain things for him to reveal to me, because after he revealed them to me, then I say, oh, what did I pray for that for? I should have kept my mouth quiet, because then he'll show you. Then you spawn like, oh, my Lord, how will anyone escape that beast, that animal, okay? But if everything is to come here and tell you about it, my brother and sister, the best thing we can do as a believer is to truly commit a life every day to the Lord. Cry out to him. Cry out for his mercy. Okay? Literally cry out like a baby before him. And ask him to get you ready to go home. Because if you end up staying behind, what you are going to experience by the end of the seven-year Great Tribulation, if you're still around, what you have seen. Give you an example. The Jewish in Germany. The people that remain alive to the end after this nation invaded Germany, it made Hitler run and his people hide and run and kill many of them. Those people that lived through those years, my brother and sister, at the end, the memory they had was haunting to them, was haunting them every night. They could not sleep because they can see the German killing their own people by gas, by putting a bullet to their head right in front of them, or cutting their arms, cutting their feet, beheading their friends, their brother, their family. They had all that image in them, and it was so difficult just for them to live. They wanted to die every day of any hour. They just wanted to die because the memory, they could not erase the memory out of their head. Well, this is kind of how the Great Tribulation is, but 1,000 times worse. Okay? 1,000 times worse because, my brother and sister, bees are everywhere. My brother and sister. And how did these people begin to get this evil, falling, demonic technology to inject it in people's body? When God reveals it to you, you'll be like, how can we be so low? How did we become so low, my brother and sister? It's hard. It's hard how our nation has become so low, how disregarded God's word, God's law, God's commandment. He told them, my brother and sister, what will be the end of the wicked that will turn their back on him, my brother and sister? But they refuse to listen. That's why the Lord is saying, those that he's been telling them to prepare now and are not preparing, they will call on him when this day comes, and he will not listen to them because they did not listen to him. My brothers, he's a merciful God. He is merciful with us, but he wants us to be obedient. Amos 5:20, warned that day of the night be darkness, no light, completely dark, with no brightness at all. For 3 days, there will be no dark, no light at all. My brothers, no brightness at all. No light. None. Now, every morning, you get to see the sun come up. Unless it's cloud and it's going to rain, then you get no sun. But at least the light is there. Even through the cloud, through the dark cloud, the light is still there. You know the sun is still there. It's just dark cloud because it's going to rain. My brother and sister. But when the 3 days of darkness, you don't get to see nothing of the sun. Nothing, none. It is just pitch black everywhere. Warn the day about the night, darkness, no light, completely dark. My brother and sister, it's like being at 1 o'clock in the middle of the wilderness of a jungle where, well, sometimes you get to see the star, the moon, but imagine pitch black, nothing. Okay? Well, you cannot even walk or go anywhere. You have to stay right where you are. That's how it's going to be. But much darkness in that, my brother and sister. When God warns us that this is the way it's going to be, it's going to be where you will have no control of it. Or you can do nothing about it. The only way we are protected is by the Lord, my brother and sister. Amos 5:18, woe to you who wants the day of Adonai, the day of the Lord. Why do you want it? This day of the Lord, of Adonai, it is a darkness and no light. My brothers and sisters, this is surprising for a lot of people who are waiting for the Lord. Why did we get the darkness first? Confirmed by 4 or 5 prophets, more than 2 or 3 that the Bible says that a matter is established by. My brother and sister, because this is the way God wants it. He's going to cleanse the land. He's going to get a people ready to send them out to evangelize the rest. Although you will have the memory of those that were killed by the beast, you can use that in your preaching. So imagine how your message is going to come out of your mouth. You saw what happened to some of your family and friends. Did not the beast ate them? And they'll say, oh, yeah, yeah, we saw. It was terrible. Oh, yeah. Well, what are you waiting for? Give your life to Jesus. Confess the Lord as your Lord and Savior right now. And be willing to die for him in the great tribulation. Oh, yeah, okay. Yes, yes, you pray with me. Pray for me. They'll be willing. They're not going to be hesitant, my brother and sister. Why? The only way they can be hesitant is if they're prideful, and well, God will show us why even more. Amos 4:13. He who formed the mountain and created the wind, who declared to humankind his thoughts, he turned the morning into darkness, in the strife of the hay of the earth, Adonai Elohim Shavah, his name. My brothers, it's from the four Jewish Bible. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, God. People can say right now about the COVID-19 by saying anything they want. Remember that the devil has to make it look good for people. My brother and sister, look, he has to try to make it look good, because the whole idea is to get people to fall into his lies. But at the end, see, time is our friend. Time is a friend, because time is going to show people what we've been saying. Back in 2017, 2018, when I was talking about a virus that was going to come, a plague, all over the world, people said I was crazy. People literally called me crazy. Okay? Had people saying to me back in 2019, in the early time of 2019, you've been talking about this. I don't know when do you say this is going to be. And when God said that this was among us in 2019, I remember. I came and told the people, my brother and sister, people said that if they will not see anything soon, they will not follow my ministry, my brother and sister, and they were going to call me a false prophet. I already had a lot of people calling me a false prophet for that. Because of plague? Are you crazy? People say, you come from a third world country. That's why you think the way you think, Elvie. You got to check your fact with the Lord, people say to me. I got insulted so many times, email after email, message after message, telling me that I was crazy, that I sound insane, that how can a plague, a virus come all over the world with the technology we have today? It's like saying a few years ago that Russia was going to take over Ukraine. Are you crazy? Ukraine is friends with the United States, my brother and sister. United States will protect Ukraine. There's no way Russia will be able to invade Ukraine and destroy their city and drive out most of the population of Ukraine. If you will say that 2-3 years ago, you are crazy. You don't know what you're talking about. That will never happen. Well, they told me that this virus, that will never happen, my brother and sister. And then before they came out with the vaccine, I told them about the vaccine. And how long ago I heard about this vaccine? That will be worse than the virus. My brother and sister, everything has been saying, no, what you're saying is not going to happen. 2 years ago, I was talking about here, food prices in 2022 being high. This year alone, since 2020, we're in the beginning of the year, month four, food prices are four times more. And before the year is over, it's going to be so high that people are going to write back to me and say, Brother Elvie, you were right. Okay? You were right. Watch what happened. Watch the riot coming, my brother and sister. It has to come to pass. It's from God. The only thing is in God's timing. A lot of people confuse God's timing, that when we say something is going to happen, I said, when I see this thing happen, it's from 1 year to another, from 21 to 22. Before 21 was over, I say 80% of the people will be vaccinated in this nation. And it was so. But the number was still going higher. some say I'm 95-97% of the people vaccinated already. When the Lord told me this in 2020, Jesus was standing in front of me. He took me to here in the United States, in a park here in the United States, I believe it was in Washington, D.C., and he showed me that by the end of 2021, over 80% of the people will be vaccinated, my brothers and sisters. And I saw them, and I spoke with some of the people in that revelation. Jesus was right there in front of me talking to me, my brothers and sisters. Was I going to say to the Lord, Lord, this, Lord, how can this, how not so many people are going to take the vaccine? And then people told me they were not going to take the vaccine. The Christian was not going to take the vaccine. Churches was not going to take the vaccine. There was so many messages coming out of people saying that this was not going to happen. Most churches are vaccinated today in the United States and around the world. Most Christian churches are vaccinated with COVID-19 vaccine. Am I wrong? Am I lying? Can I go on Google and search in my local town or any local town of any state of the United States or around the world, even India, China, anywhere, if churches are vaccinating people, Christian churches, London, anywhere? Yes, I can. I can Google it. Canada, I can Google it. Mexico, I can Google it. Anywhere. My island, I can Google it. People being vaccinated. My brother and sister, after they say, no, it will not happen, that I was crazy. God, when it's from God, it has to come to pass. When it's from him, that is the question. This is how you know when it's from God. It has to come to pass. My brother and sister. Now, I went to Aldi today, one of the supermarkets here, and the shelves were empty. Most of the shelves were empty. And I said to my wife, I didn't think that this was going to be so fast. I was saying summer. My thinking is summer is when this is going to happen. My wife says she was in the supermarket. She looked in the back of the supermarket through the glass door, and they were empty. Okay? States are declaring emergency food shortage. My brother and sister, I was looking for information about North Carolina if they already are doing so. But there's a scare all over the country, a food shortage. And the state are declaring an emergency. My brother and sister, things are happening so quickly that I'm expecting things by July for these things to be happening, and they're already happening. Okay? They're already happening. Thank you, Brother Estrada, I say. He also went to Aldi. They had no egg. Okay? They haven't had chocolate milk. My daughter drinks chocolate milk. I buy her a gallon for the week, and that's what we give her because that's what she likes. We haven't been able to find one for over a month here in the supermarket, my brother and sister. So things are happening quickly than what I saw coming. I saw it practically by summer. Now, before summer, these things are already happening. And a supermarket has said they have put the order to the food banks, and they're not getting their food, and it's not being delivered to them. They don't have it. Now, what do you say to that? It's already happening, my brother and sister. Faster. And this was shown to me in 2020. That's when he gave me that revelation, my brother and sister, that we will experience this, and it's already happening. So if it's from God, that's the way it is. It has to happen. Now, the stock market falling, the Lord said the stock market is going to fall. I don't know if it's this year specifically or between this year and next year. Okay? But it's close. It's close. It's close. It's what the Lord says to me. The stock market falling is close. And it will surprise a lot of people. The Lord says to me this week, there's a surprise coming. That's the word he used. There is a surprise coming. My brother and sister. When I was asking him about what Sister Barbara has said, the unexpected, or what's the word she used? Let me see. She used another word. Thank you, Lord. The unexplained is the word she used. If it's related to these things that he has shown me and that are coming, and it is. It is. We are in the season. So it's already getting hard for some people. But the worst is close. But we trust in the Lord. We have no fear. The Lord will protect us and the Lord will keep us. My brother insisted. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. It's not about fear. It's not about, hallelujah, neither putting fear on people. No. It's about trusting the Lord. But God did say through Jeremiah 15:8, the widow are increased to me above the sand of the sea. I have brought upon them against the mother of the young man, the spoiler on the noonday. I have caused him to fall upon it suddenly, terror upon the city. Okay? Same thing as I said, my brother and sister that was coming. Okay? And thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. The only thing I can say is pray for your family, sister. Pray for your husband. Pray for your family. Keep them in prayer. The prayer of the righteous availeth much. There's a lot of things coming, a lot of things that are going to happen. Just know that what God is doing for us and for humanity is for good. Whoever he's going to save, he's going to save. He knows who's going to be saved. And if he has you praying for someone, that means he wants to save that person, my brother and sister. But God is talking about sudden surprise. Jeremiah 18:22. Let a cry be heard from the house when thou shalt bring a troop. Suddenly, troop. That is an invasion. Jeremiah 18:22. When thou shalt bring a troop suddenly upon them, for they have dug a pit to take me and his snare for my feet. God did this through King Nebuchadnezzar and his army of the Chaldeans, the Russians. And God's going to do the same to America through the Russians again. My brother and sister, God's going to use the Chaldeans, the Russian again, to bring sudden destruction upon this nation. God has spoken it, it's written, and it's going to come to pass as God has said it. Hallelujah. Sister Celestial, the Lord has given them this warning, and I want to play it. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Let me play the audio.
Hello again, and welcome to the Master's Voice. I am Celestial, and you are welcome to this channel. Today, I have a recent word from the Lord. I received this on October the 12th, and it is about the ongoing health program in the United States pertaining to one particular company, the first company that first came out with the injectables. And so this is a very long post, but I will only be covering half of what is in the message. If you wish to know everything that the Lord revealed in this message, you can go to the blog and read the whole thing for yourself. I always recommend that people be in the habit of going to the blog, go to the blog and read the messages for yourself. I want people to understand that I'm not sitting here for my benefit. If it were for my benefit, I would simply need to listen to the Lord and obey everything that he tells me. The Lord speaks to me constantly. The Lord reveals things in depth, showing me through dreams and through visions what things will be now, in the near future, and in the very distant future, when we actually are faced with the reality and we are actually forced to walk through a time that many of us cannot conceive of now. So if it was just a matter of for my benefit, I need only to hear the Lord, be still before him, and obey what he says. But the reason that I'm here time and time again, constantly bringing forth these warnings, is because the heart of the Lord is to warn and save not only his people, but to win many recalcitrant hearts to him. The word recalcitrant means that something is hardened and that something is stubborn and that something is kicking against an authority figure. Not that I, Celestial, and myself am an authority figure, but the Spirit of the Holy God that is in me and that reveals things to me for his service and for his end times purpose is definitely an authority figure. The Lord is preparing to bring judgment against this world. He has not given me any time frame for it. And I say often that I am grateful because I do not want to be one of those people that says next week Thursday or next week Friday, this or that. However, the Lord brings these messages so that we will wake up. He brings these messages so that we will be careful of our lives in this time and in this season. He brings these messages so that those of us who are fast asleep and thinking that certain things are going to follow a certain pattern, we'll begin to re-examine the basis of our theology. We'll begin to ask ourselves, what do we believe? And why do we believe what we believe? Where did we get that information? Why is it so deeply embedded in us? And how is it serving us in a time where our eyes are able to perceive great and difficult changes that have only just started to manifest? No matter where you are in the world watching this video, you have to admit to yourself that the year that you have just lived through, actually the last 18 or 19 months that you have just lived through, has nothing in common with the life that you were living prior to the end of 2019. So if you are able to reach that conclusion just by using your tactile senses, meaning your eyes and your ears and what you can see and touch happening around you, then why would it be so difficult to go deeper into an examination of what your expectations are, whether you are a Christian or not a Christian? What are you actually expecting to see happen in the days, weeks, and months and years ahead of us? Based on the trajectory that is happening now, if you had to give your best guess based on how you see governments behaving, how you see institutions behaving, how you see individuals behaving, how you see important institutions like the medical institution, political institutions, how are they behaving in your nation? Are they behaving according to scale? Are they behaving according to your constitution or your parliamentary rules or your executive rules or your judiciary rules? Are things being obedient to the set order that you spent your whole life following and trusting? If you can see that things are not going in that direction, then I have to say that it's maybe worth examining what your expectations are and perhaps opening your mind and your heart to other points of view. So I'm going to go into this prophetic word and revelation of the Lord. It was actually two parts. Even though I did mention in the comment section of this post, I mentioned that the first part that I saw, the Lord doesn't seem interested in divorcing it from the second part. But for ease of continuity on this channel, I will separate them for now. And when the time comes that I begin to cover these issues and these situations that the Lord has revealed to me, I will revisit this part. So in the very early morning, I would say it was about maybe 6:30 or 7 a.m. on October the 12th, the Lord began to speak to me about these injectable solutions. He spoke very clearly, and I'm just trying to get to the part of the prophecy where the Lord said that. So this information that I'm going to share with you, the Lord revealed this information to me. He said these things. So whether you're the type of person to constantly want to contend things and say, no, I don't believe it. God loves his people. God will not allow this to happen. I have to tell you that I am fortunately or unfortunately almost at 10 prophecies concerning vaccines, and the Lord is not changing what he's saying. So if you're the kind of person who will hear the word of the Lord coming forth through a servant of the Lord and then think that this is a me versus you situation where I will say something and then you will counter it and then you will feel better in your heart because you've countered it, all I have to say to you is that feeling is a deception, because even if you think you've countered it, you've actually changed nothing, because the word that the Lord has given me is firm, it is consistent, it is not changing. And in fact, when the Lord began to speak of this issue again, I automatically knew that he wasn't saying it for my benefit. He was saying it for the benefit of the people out there who may still be trying to make a decision as to if they should get these things or not, or the benefit of the people out there who have already taken it and think, well, nothing happened to me. I feel great. My wife and I just went to, you know, Key Largo and we're fine. You know, we just spent a great 2 weeks of holiday. And what I have to tell you is one of the things the Lord said about this is that the damage from it and the destruction of it and the destruction that will come to your life if you have taken it is cumulative. So when something is cumulative, it doesn't happen right away. It's not instant. It doesn't have an instant result. Cumulative means can only be observed over a period of time. So you actually need to accumulate data and experiences over time to be able to reach a final estimation. So it's like kind of getting a tomato seed, and it's a kind of tomato that you've never planted before. You plunk this in your garden, and it's not growing overnight because it's not Jack's magic beans. And it's not growing in a week, and it's not growing in 2 weeks. It's going to take a period of time until it grows up. And even when you see it growing up, you can see, well, okay, the tomato's growing, but I still don't know how it tastes. You will only be able to know if it is a good or a bad tomato when you finally wash it, put it to table, and eat it. The taste of the tomato will tell you whether it's a natural tomato, a GMO tomato, a flavorful tomato, or not a flavorful tomato. And this is what we call a cumulative effect. You can only make a final decision over whether it was a good or a bad decision over time. And so, the Lord gave me this information, and I'm going to give it to you exactly how I received it from him, and that way I don't need to keep saying, and the Lord said, and the Lord said. These are the things that were shown to me in pictures. These are the side effects, many medical terms that I'm not familiar with, but what I do know is that this information came from the Father with the intention to warn people, to strongly warn people, and to save people's lives. And so this is what I now pass on to you. The Lord said that the P vaccine is the deadliest of all of them. He said that it is the one that has the highest casualty rate, and in the end, it will be the one that brings about the highest figures of terminal illness and death. So please hear me, because he repeated this many times, that the P vaccine will cause terminal illness. This is a sickness or illness that you can't beat. So it's not one of those diseases where you're going to fight it. You're going to go through the process. You're going to listen to the doctors. You're going to take the best plan of treatment. And then in the end, you're going to come out and you're going to say, you know, we beat this. It was tough, but I beat this. With terminal illness, the fact is that you die. And one of the things that the Lord said to me is that with all of these vaccines, there are many different horrible and painful side effects that I am going to go into in detail. But the worst and the most permanent of them, he said, is death. And so the Lord said that if people continue to take this particular one, they will become a casualty, because the spirit of death has been released in the land, and death will be coming personally to many homes to take away the members of those homes for different reasons. So it won't only be vaccine-related deaths. The Lord said that people are going to die because we are now in the prophetic time where man is supposed to return to God. Man is supposed to return to the dust of the earth, and this is now the time of the end times harvesting of souls. So the first thing he spoke about was nerve, muscle, and tissue damage. Nerve damage, he was saying, is pinching of the nerves and deterioration of something called the neural impulse. So I don't really know what that is, but he said that when the neural impulse isn't working properly, you're not going to think or talk properly, and you will not be able to do the things that your nerves are supposed to empower you to do in the right way. And so you will have jerky movements, and you will drop things and spill things, and you will also shake. It says your synapses, this is synapses in the brain, will start to fire oddly, and they will trigger muscle seizures, epileptic fits, brain freezes, and other things that are related to nerve and muscle damage. You will also suffer excruciating pain that will make life very difficult and terrible to bear. Now, one of the things that I've seen in a vision, I've never written it on the blog, I can't remember, there's so much on the blog. One of the things that I saw is that when these injectables become widely taken in the youth population, so I'm talking about maybe ages 16 all the way up to probably 25 or a little older, those are very young people. One of the things that I saw is that paralysis happened. So a lot of young people suffered paralysis of the limbs, whether it was partial, temporary, permanent. And I saw the Lord gave me a picture, a vision of one young man who had suffered such terrible paralysis that he had totally lost the use of the bottom of his legs, so he suffered such extensive nerve and muscle damage that he could no longer walk, and he was confined to a wheelchair. And God showed me something interesting, is that young people are very highly motivated by peer culture. So I'm sure if you're the parent of a teen or even a child as young as 9 or 10, you've already started to see the horrible effects of what peer pressure and peer culture can potentially have on your child. Children want to be accepted by those in their peer group. They don't want to be different at all. They don't want to dress differently. They don't want to speak differently. They don't want to be perceived as any different from the herd. So at a certain point in a young person's life, what their friends think of them and how they feel about themselves has an extremely powerful effect on their mind and their psyche. And what happened to this young man is when he was no longer able to move around, when he was confined to the wheelchair, obviously it greatly affected his social life. So people still texted him and said, hey, buddy, how you doing? Hang in there. But the fact of the matter is that because he was permanently paralyzed, his life was changed for the worse in a permanent way. It was irreversible paralysis that he suffered when he took his injectable. And the Lord showed me that this young man no longer was interested in living. So because he couldn't be cute, and even though he could keep his Instagram and his social profiles active, he was no longer able to meet up with other young people and interact with other young people, and he totally lost the desire to live. And at the time the Lord showed me the vision, he was in the family bathroom. He had locked the family bathroom, and he was trying to raise himself up in the chair enough to get poisonous and dangerous medication. It might have been Valium, it might have been Prozac, but definitely the kind of medication that puts you to sleep, and if it's taken in excessive doses, can kill you. He was trying to raise himself up from the chair to get to that high shelf so that he could take these pills and end his life. And as I was watching this vision, the Lord said to me that youth suicide is going to spike exponentially as a result of the side effects that will happen to them. And so I continue. The Lord said that there will be tissue damage, and the soft tissues of the body will rot and also stink. So in some places, people will see dark or yellowish or purple or bluish bruising, and the flesh will suddenly seem as if, you know, when an apple falls and then it develops that soft spot, and over a couple of days it becomes black and bruised in that area, people will experience bruising in their body, but the thing is that no one has hit them, so there's been no active trauma. Nobody hit the area. They didn't bump the body part on a table or a chair leg. It will just rot by itself. It will become discolored. Big areas, the color that I saw in the vision that the Lord was showing me is black. So you will have huge blackened areas of bruising and other discolored patches that will suddenly appear on your body, and they will not go away. And the Lord said that this is rotting of your soft tissues, tissue damage. And then I saw that people will lose blood. I do not know how people lose blood. Oh, yes, people do bleed. So there's been reports of women uncontrollably bleeding. So the Lord said that blood loss will be one of the side effects, and also blood vessels will burst. So there will be blood vessels, trauma to blood vessels that burst. And I'm not sure what burst blood vessels cause, but that will happen. And then he spoke of something called web lace damage. He called it neural lace. And so the brain is like a fatty tissue, that I know, in a very lumpy, the brain looks very lumpy, and then it's encased in some kind of bag. So our brain is in some kind of bag, just like you stuff meat into a sausage casing, and a sausage has that little bag to hold all the meat in. That's what our brain is like, and the Lord called it web lace because it is a web of neurons and other trigger points and other things, synapses and other things that are laced all over the brain. So he called it neural lace. But he said that this pee injectable is going to erode that lace like acid. So I saw something eating into the lace, and it just began to shrivel, much the way that a spider web or a piece of plastic will pull away as soon as you put fire. That is what I saw, and it ate big holes in someone's brain, and then it affected the brain directly, and then you will lose what is known as cognitive function. So you will start to get very forgetful, even about things you did yesterday, like what did you do yesterday, what did you watch yesterday, what did you eat yesterday, and that is called short-term memory loss. You will forget what you said, and when people have to keep reminding you about things that just happened a few hours ago or help you to keep it together because your mind isn't working properly. I saw the Lord said that the person will become very frustrated and they'll start to be angry, but he said that you have no one to blame for your but yourself for this happening to you. And I saw that people will begin to experience very choppy emotions. So the most common emotion that I saw was anger, that people will start to get angry for no reason and will be subject to extreme mood swings. And in some cases, it will be depression. In some cases, it will be, I think, maybe excessive euphoria for no reason. But most of these will be outbursts of wrath. So people will become extremely angry, very angry for very small things, or sometimes for no reason at all. They will be very angry. So I saw extreme wrath, also what the Bible calls outbursts of wrath or outbursts of anger, and also sustained anger. So this person with the sustained anger will just be simmering, just constantly angry. And I also saw something called muted rage. You spoke about muted rage, and you will be able to see just by looking that a person is extremely boiling with anger, but they will try to mask it with another emotion like tolerance or patience, but you will be able to see that rage in them. And the Lord said that you need to be careful of such people because they can and they will harm you. Another side effect is chaotic thinking, where you can't finish one thought before you jump to the other thought and jump to the other thought. You will lose the ability to think in a linear and clear fashion, and you will not be able to express yourself normally anymore. This is because the computer of the mind is being scrambled, it's overwriting itself, it's glitching, and it causes chaotic thought and conversation. Just a moment while I adjust the lighting. And next, he spoke of extreme forgetfulness. So you will start to forget basic things, lots of things, important things. And you will also, some people will experience something the Lord called pocket amnesia. So this is where you start to trail off in mid-sentence, the extreme forgetfulness, and you start to forget what you were saying. You won't be able to complete your thoughts. Pocket amnesia is forgetting only specific types of information while the rest of your brain is working fine. So you're not going to forget your motor skills. You're not going to be like people who have terrible traumatic accidents and they forget how to walk and how to feed themselves, and they have to learn the basics all over again. What will happen is that you forget specific types of information, such as your physical skills. So if you do metalworking or carpentry or what you studied at college, like law or accounting or media, all of that information will be blanked out from a special part of your mind. I do not know what that is called. But you will still know who you are, you'll still know how to drive and tie your shoes, but everything related to how you earn a living, so all that information that you learn perhaps as a professor at MIT or something like that is going to be completely wiped out, and you will have pocket amnesia. Other side effects, he said, will be people losing time, so people will basically black out, and then when they come to themselves, they don't know what they've been doing for the last 5 to 7 hours. They're not aware that time has passed. He said that people will be staring into space a lot. Also, people will be suffering from a lot of sleepiness, a lot of tiredness. He said lethargy and extreme sleepiness, and it will be very hard to move your body or to feel motivated to do anything. Another side effect is that the neural pathways will be short-circuited and blocked. So I'm not too sure what the neural pathways are, but they are in the brain. And what I saw is that thoughts will not be able to come to you at all. So you will not be able to either have thoughts, which could lead to a lot of the blankness and staring into space, or you will stop thinking properly. And also it means that thoughts will not be able to be completed into actions. So it will be a situation where they put a ball in your hands and they tell you just squeeze the ball, you know, just squeeze it, but you won't be able to squeeze it. Your brain will be giving you the instruction, there's a ball in your hand, squeeze it. And your eyes will say, I see the ball, I'm going to squeeze it. And your hands will be like, I'm the right hand, here I am, I see the ball, and I'm going to squeeze it. But there will be absolutely no manifestation of this thought into an action. Your body will simply not be able to do it. And God says that when your body stops being able to turn the living impulses of your brain into action, you're going to be something like a functional vegetable, in that you will be sitting there and people will be telling you things. And in some cases, it will be so bad that people will be trying to get you to do things, and you will not be able to even get your tongue and your throat to communicate to them that I can hear you and I can understand you and I want to do it, but I can't. And so he said that body temperature regulation will be affected. So a person will become like a broken thermostat. Some people will not be able to get cold. I mean, to cool themselves down anymore. They will constantly be hot and sweating. And some people will not be able to get warm. So no matter what you give them, no matter how many hot baths and soups, and you wrap them up and put the thermostat in the house up, these people will not be able to get warm. And speech centers will be affected. So there will be people who have slow speech, and there will be people who have slurred speech, and there will be people who have broken speech, meaning that they leave out parts of the thought or parts of the sentence. He even said that some people will become totally forgetful, like those who have Alzheimer's and dementia. So we know that those two are very progressive neural diseases, where you gradually not only forget how to do things and who people are, but you even forget yourself. You ultimately lose the self. So another thing he called epidermal rot. Epidermal rot. So your skin will become putrid and it will rot. It's going to erupt in lesions and sores, and it's also going to become very withery. It's going to wither, so it's going to look like parchment or flaky pastry. You're going to have discoloration, again, bruising, and in some rare instances, there will be skin cancer. So skin cancer will also be a result of this. Said that people's teeth will start to hurt and be loose. So people will suffer loose teeth and painful teeth. And there will also be internal corruption from the inside of the body that will lead to a very unmistakable smell. This is what God said, that you will smell very different, a different kind of smell that will even come out of your mouth, and you will not be able to mask it with gum or anything like that. But also it will come, it will be emitted through your pores. Another side effect is muscle fatigue and weakness. So people will experience tiredness, discoordinated movement, and again, as I mentioned, muscles not being obedient. They will not do what you want them to do. So people will be dropping things, and they will have very shaky steps, and also some people will be falling down a lot more than they used to. And also, these are all the things that the Lord said will happen to people who have taken the P vaccine, and that it will be eventually become a leading cause of death that overtakes cancer. He said that it will make the death rate in the United States go up 3 times higher, because it is extremely efficient at killing people. Some people will even not be able to sleep anymore. So some people will become extremely sleepy, as I've shared. They won't be able to stop sleeping all of a sudden. And then some people will not be able to sleep anymore. No matter what they do, they won't be able to get any rest. The Lord says that he has told this nation to stop being disobedient. So you need to understand that this is not only here in the United States that this particular injectable has been shipped and is being given to people, but God says specifically that he has told the United States to stop being disobedient, and he has told people to stop taking these V's, but they continue to do so, and therefore these side effects that I'm reading out are what he called the penalty of error that fools receive into the body. And so this is reminiscent of Romans chapter 1, verse 21, where it talks about people who have cast off the knowledge of God and totally opened themselves up to many, many, many different types of sins and abominations, and they receive something called the penalty of error. So the penalty of error is where you receive information that tells you that this is harmful, but then you decide to override that information by saying that you know better. So you hear from a family member, or you hear from perhaps an industry professional such as a doctor that actually cares about patients, don't do this. This is harmful. This will cause terrible long-term effects, or you don't know if you're going to be in the group that will suffer immediate painful short-term effects. You hear this information, but then you feel that you have a prevailing reason to go against the information. So whether it's you want to keep your job, or whether it's because you feel that this science is sure. This is one thing the Lord mentioned, that people continually say the science is sure, or because you simply have no belief. So you are hearing, but due to your own disobedient and recalcitrant heart, your own hardened heart, you prefer to do what you want to do instead of doing what the Spirit of the Lord is directing through many messengers to obey and do and stay safe. And then when these effects come to you, they are called by the Bible the penalty of your error. So after you make this mistake, this is not one of the mistakes where you can say, oh, you know, God, I made a mistake from God, and God is like, sure, I understand, or whatever it is. This is the kind of error that you make that is like a rubber band, meaning that you pull it and it snaps and it's coming right back at you. It's not going left, it's not going right, it's coming right back to you. And so the verse that came to my mind was Psalms 107, verses 17 and 18. And it says, because of their transgression, fools are afflicted by their iniquity. And they suffer so badly that eventually they hate even food, and their souls draw near to the gates of death. And so God said that these effects will be both instant and cumulative. So some people will be instantly affected, and we've already seen evidence of that. They take it and they die. They take it and they experience paralysis. They take it and harm comes to them right away. So there's a manifestation of the error and the penalty right away. But then, as I said in the beginning, some people will take longer. So there will be long-term effects before they develop, before they show the results of the choice they have made. And the danger with this is when there is a lag of a year or 2 years, and then you begin to suffer these exact things that the Lord is telling us pretty early on, the medical community will tell you that it's not related. They will tell you one has nothing to do with the other, and you will have to sit with the knowledge that perhaps someone shared this video with you, and you know what is causing what is happening to you, but you can't prove it because there's been too much time in between. And so this is the part of the word that is called the P vaccine, and it's from October 12, 2021. And thank you for being here with me. I am Celestial, and this is the Master's Voice. Please subscribe to this channel. Please share these videos with others to warn them. Please like the video so that it is more highly recommended on YouTube, so perhaps other people will see it on their recommended list. And thank you to everyone who supports this channel. Thank you to everyone who sends me encouragement or sends me a blessing. I truly appreciate it. God bless you and return it to you 100-fold. I'm constantly praying for subscribers, but the thing I pray for every person, whether you subscribe or not, is that you will have an obedient heart, that you will realize that we are in the season where pride is costly, and the cost that we are paying now, because it is the prophetic times, the final times, the times preceding the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, it will not be the kind of cost where you can just say, Lord, I made a mistake, please fix this. As prophecies like this show, there will be a very, very severe penalty for error in these times and going forward. So it's really in your best interest to have the kind of heart that is humble, the kind of heart that is submitted, the kind of heart that wants to hear the truth without sugarcoating, because there will be no sugarcoating on this channel. Whether you are a new subscriber or an old one, I will not change the Lord's words to suit anyone, to make anyone comfortable. The Master's Voice is not a comfort zone. The Master's Voice is a change zone. The Master's Voice is a repentance zone, a place where you can come and lay down your opinions and pick up the truths that the Master, the Lord Jesus Christ, wants you to know, wants I to know, so that we can still be found standing and faithful when he comes. Until I see you again, have a blessed night and goodbye. Hello again and welcome to the Master's Voice. I am Celestial and you are welcome to this channel. To old and new subscribers, you are very welcome. I continue speaking today about the beast system, the system that we know as one world. We know this as one world government, one world system. We know it as the NW other letter. And the heart of God in these prophecies is not to terrify, but God wants to warn his people. God wants to prepare his people. And for me, when the Lord takes me into the understanding of these things, when he shows me in such clear and graphic forms what is taking place in the future, what is taking place in the world that is being prepared for his people and basically all people, almost all people to enter into, I discern the Father's heart, and I know that the Lord brings these things to us out of love. Because what you don't know will destroy you. What you don't know will have power over you. And so today's prophecy is from September the 14th, 2021. Today is November 18, I think. Biometrics and the Beast System. Yes. Today is November the 18th. But this prophecy is from several months ago. September 14, Biometrics and the Beast System. And the banner scripture is this. Behold, I send you out as sheep in the midst of wolves. So be shrewd as serpents and innocent as doves. This is Matthew chapter 10 and verse 16. What I learned from this prophecy is the need for self-control. I speak often, not that this is a channel where I can go in depth, but I speak often on the different things that God wants his people to develop. You see, you can't be so lopsided in your Christianity that you're spending all your time focusing on prophecy and learning on prophecy, because of course there's a natural desire to know what things will come. But at the same time, you and I are not expected by the Holy Spirit to ever neglect or give up on perfecting and developing the work of sanctification in us. We are expected by the Holy Spirit to always consistently make ourselves available to the Holy Spirit so that he can perfect us, so that he can make us and mold us into the image of the Lord Jesus Christ. So the Lord Jesus Christ is not someone who just runs off at the mouth. The Lord Jesus Christ is not someone who's prone to sudden anger. The Lord Jesus Christ is not someone who has debilitating sinful habits and personal secrets that he's spending all day and all night trying to hide from the general population around his life. The Lord Jesus Christ lived a perfect and a sinless life, and inasmuch as that is possible, as we are filled with the Spirit of God, God is expecting us to develop into the image of Christ. This is the image that he is working on. Basically, I want you to imagine all of us as a mirror, and what God wants is to look into that mirror and not see Bob's face or Celestial's face. The Lord is hunting to see his own face reflected back at him when he looks at his children. And this prophecy taught me a lot about self-control. And I give the Lord glory because I'm not in charge of the dreams I get. I'm not in charge of everything, anything that I see. But what I observe from what God shows me is that there is fruit coming out of the work of my prayer and my intercession and my seeking God and me loving the Lord's word. We think that loving the Lord is the work of the heart. Oh, I just love God and love God. I'm here to tell you that the way you love God is by honoring God. The way you love God is by respecting the things that God asks of you, by respecting God's written word. It is the people who immerse themselves in the written word and learn it and obey it and actually practice it. They are the people who love God, because the Lord Jesus said, if you love me, you will obey my commands. And then he also asked, why do you say that you love me and not do what I say? So if you find that obedience to the Holy Spirit, obedience to the written word is an area where you're struggling, you don't really have the spiritual currency to claim that you love God. This is just lip service. And these things will be exposed in the great, powerful years of pressure that are coming. Joseph in the Bible is called by God, and he's a young man, and he goes through a lot. And he doesn't know at the time that God is preparing him to be the savior of not only the nation of Egypt, but even his own nation that was residing in Canaan and all the surrounding nations. So God was building something into Joseph that would only manifest its usefulness very far down the line. Yet we are people who do not spend enough time, the majority of us, spending time in God's word, spending time in God's presence, storing up prayer and resilience for the evil day that is ahead. This prophecy showed me that people who do not have self-control, I always say it, are going to have a terrible time in the future, because it is by your words. The Bible says, by the words of the mouth is a man snared. By the confession of your lips, you are taken. Many people will be taken and put to death. I dare say it unnecessarily. Many people, as I see in these prophecies, will lose their lives unnecessarily, because now in the good years when the sun is still shining and you can still go out and get a mocha choca if you want one, we're not building character. We're busy online arguing about what God's real name is and his Hebrew name. And I just want to say that when it comes to the point where the Nephilim are standing in front of you, is it really going to come down to what you call God? No, because if you do not have spiritual currency to be able to actually battle warfare in the spirit realm, where they don't care about how much Greek and Hebrew you know, they're going to be basically reading your entire rap sheet in the spirit to see, does this person actually have a relationship with God, that when she or he commands me in whatever they want to call God, I feel this force come on me as an undead, and I am forced to bow and run away, or they can destroy me by the words of their mouth. If you don't have spiritual currency in your mouth, then all the posturing that you do online means nothing, because you've got nothing in the tank, and even a baby demon will not obey you. But as the Lord shows me, the investment that I, Celestial, am making in my life, when I see myself in this world where things are not going to go well for us, I'm not doing too bad. And I give God glory for that. So on the morning of September 14, the Lord came into my dreams. I was dreaming about a task that was giving me difficulty at work, and I was dealing about a very difficult thing that I was trying to handle and solve in my life. And the Lord just basically came into my dream. He told me how to solve the task. He told me how to handle the different difficult thing in my life, gave me strategic steps, and then he moved the dream, escalated the dream to other things. And the Lord will do that. He literally just appears in the dream and changes the whole dream. And of course, I guess that's because he's God. And he started telling me about living requirements in the future. And as he spoke, I just knew we were in the beast system type of dream. So he was saying that living requirements will be so tough in the future. Now, you know, in New York City, you have got to have a guarantor. They need to see $20 million in your bank account or something like that. There are so many stringent requirements. You need guarantors. You need money. You need companies to back you up. You need all kinds of things that make getting a home or buying a home so inconvenient. And yet, they're going to make it worse. He said that to pay your light bill or your phone bill is going to need the imprint of your hand. So as he was speaking, please try to use your imagination, because as the Lord is speaking to me, the pictures just come up. So you see the hand, and the hand is out to give biometric information. So collecting your fingerprints, collecting your palm print, collecting hair samples, collecting saliva, this is all biometric data. It's tied to a particular human being. It cannot be faked. No one can fake your fingerprints. No one can fake the samples of your saliva in DNA. And so these things are going to be required to pay your phone bill, to pay your light bill, to get an apartment, things like that. And it's not just going to be your fingerprint. As I was seeing, God was showing me that they're going to escalate it to need the entire print of your palm, and then transfers will happen. So money transfers will happen, or that's how you will identify yourself. And I saw this vision of people standing in these really long lines, and they were waiting to get their palm print taken. So what I saw was two different types of consoles, and may the Lord help me to explain, because some of these things, I cannot find a single picture for them online, and that's very easy to explain why they're not here yet. I saw that there will be a console that comes up out of the ground as soon as you are approaching. So you're going to be in this place, and it's going to be like a dais, right? And they're going to be different stations. So as the people stand in line, when they say next person, then you go to the dais. And as you're approaching, this console will grow out of the ground. It is made of, I don't think it's made of glass, but it looks like glass. It is made of a clear plastic. And the only thing that I can relate it to is these new fancy pulpits that some pastors use now where the whole thing is very hard plastic and you can see the pastor through the pulpit. They're no longer using wood pulpits. So the stand will come out of the ground and it's a clear plastic, and inside the plastic is this particular blue light. I have spoken of this blue lighting before. We're going to see that blue lighting all over the beast system. I don't know what that color means to the beast, but I simply know it is going to be used a lot. The stand is transparent, and inside it is this beautiful light, blue light, and it comes up and it spreads a little bit, and you put your palm on the console, and then it collects your biometric data like that. There's another type of console that doesn't grow up out of the ground. It's already going to be affixed in place. It is a black console, and it has this blue lighting around the rim. So when it's active, when you're using it, a blue line is going to appear around the rim. And this blue line, the best I can show it, I went online and I found somebody, you know, selling speakers. But if you can see that speaker with that blue line, that's how that blue line is going to indicate when something is happening, when there's activity. I saw smart doors in the future, and when the smart door is active, meaning that you can walk through it, it's going to have that blue line around it that shows this door is active, it's open, you can enter this room, you can enter this place. But when the door is not active, it is going to have an orange rim around it or a red rim around it that shows you cannot go through here, this door is sealed, you may not enter. And so I saw that people also gave an imprint of their bite. So it's not enough that you're going to have to give a saliva sample when you're banking or stuff like that. I saw that people gave an imprint of their bite. And this is what the Lord showed me. So I'm in a bank and I see a wall. And the only thing that I can do is call it the living wall. This wall was alive. This is not your trusty wall that you can see behind me. This wall was alive, and growing out of this wall, please hear me, growing out of this wall were little cords. So let my fingers be the little cords at different intervals along this wall, just like a rock wall. You know how a rock wall has stuff at intervals. At different intervals, a long dangling cord made of the same clear plastic with the blue line running through it dangled, and at the bottom of it was a lump, a squeezy plastic lump, almost like putty or like Play-Doh, but made of plastic. So if you squeezed it, it would take different shapes. You were supposed to take this lump, put the lump in your mouth, and bite down on it. So here is a picture I was trying to explain. I could find nothing. That picture is what they send you when you want to fix your teeth. So you know the new craze is fix your teeth. There's something wrong with your teeth. And some people do want to fix their teeth. And you can get this home kit. They send you the home kit. And in that home kit is this putty that I just showed you here. So you're supposed to take that putty and put it in your mouth and bite it, and then it takes a dental imprint first of the top row and then the bottom row. This living wall had a dangling cord, like an umbilical cord, that ended in a lump, and it went into the wall, and the wall was alive, and I'll explain why. You would take the lump and put it in your mouth and bite it, and it would take an upper and a lower dental imprint at the same time. As soon as you took it out of your mouth and let it fall, the wall pulled the cord in. So the cord went back into the wall, which was all made of this plastic, and it immediately recorded your bite. And your bite went to join a lot of other information about you on your bank account. And they said that it's to keep your bank account secure, because who's going to mimic your teeth? That's what they said. But the Lord made me know that having your teeth on file would even be used against you criminally. So they could use your teeth to identify you later. For instance, if you were killed, the police would be able to get your bite from the living wall and use it And also, I guess maybe if your saliva was on it, they would also be able to identify you if you were ever involved in any crime. That is what was given to me. And so people will give so much biometric data to the beast, and I've shared that in many, many, many prophecies on the Master's Voice, that the beast is going to empower himself by collecting as much data about you as possible so that you're not a flat one-dimensional being, so that you're not just celestial on file. Right now, the information they would have on file is maybe your fingerprint because you've traveled, and also they would have some medical data, but this is going to be so pervasive. It's going to cover everything about you. And so the palm scans, they will move to scanning your palm because they will tell you that fingerprints are not secure. So that is what I saw in this dream. They would say that fingerprints are old technology, and you will start hearing. This is how you know that the Lord is telling you the truth on this channel. The news will tell you. The news and the articles that you read in your daily life, they will confirm to you that the stuff you read on this blog, which is so far ahead of its time that I can't even find a lot of pictures for what I see, you will start to see it pop up on the news, and then you will know that God was telling you that this was really coming. They will say that fingerprints are old technology and that fingerprints can be hacked and fingerprints can be, you know, the Mission Impossible movies with Tom Cruise, that he did have a little peelable thing on his fingers. And so they will say, oh, no, that's possible and the criminals can do that, but nobody can fake your palm, your whole palm. And so they will want to collect palm information. And the Lord then said to me, everything will be automated. And what I started to see is that every single conceivable thing is going to be automated to the point where human interaction in daily life will be greatly reduced. And why is this? It's for desocialization. It's for desensitization. It's to make people see less people. Right now, your children out there are growing up thinking that human beings are made of flesh up here and cloth down here. There's a whole generation of babies that think that only their mother and father and their brothers and sisters have complete faces, because when they come outside, they don't see humanity with complete faces. They don't get to see when they're looking all cute in their Winnie the Pooh onesies and people are leaning over them and saying, oh, so beautiful. They can't see the smiles. Babies respond to smiles, but this generation's babies don't see smiles. They only see smiles at home with their parents and their close family members. They don't actually know that the world outside has smiles. And so all of this is carefully orchestrated. Why? To make people cold, to make people less personable and feel less connected to the next human being. So when the Lord said that everything will be automated, he's talking, but I'm hearing the AI talking. And I hear the AI say to me, how are you feeling today, Celestial? That's how they sound. They sound like nothing because they are nothing. They don't have feelings. They will be made to greatly mimic human feelings. Satan can mimic everything about us, and you will need the discernment of the Lord to know what is really us and what is mimicry. So that's just for free. If you can't even discern true prophecy from false prophecy, no idea how you're going to be able to know, for instance, that these other beings that wear human sleeves and that can cry on demand and just say, Jeffrey, you don't love me. And you don't even know that you're dating something that's not real, but it can cry like a real woman and do everything that a real woman can do, and yet you are dating an undead. You don't know. If you don't know about those things, there's information on this channel about it. You just have to check the old videos. So I saw a scene, and I've seen this scene several times before. I was with the AI having my weekly wellness check. I do not know if these wellness checks will be every day, every week, but I was having the wellness checks because in the New World Order, you're going to have these wellness checks. And I was sitting on a very expensive looking sofa, and I'd taken time off from work to come and have my mandatory counseling session, and I was very angry about having to be there. So I wasn't angry about a particular thing. I was angry about living in a place where I have to check in with an AI so that it can check my mental peace and my human wellness, and understand this word wellness, it will pop up a lot in the future. They will be doing things that they have no right to do. They have no right to be so invasive to human beings, but they will tell you it's for the greater good. You will hear phrases like the greater good. You will hear phrases like for human wellness and for human equilibrium. You will hear these things in this new world system a lot. So I'm sitting on this couch and I was angry at being there, but here is what I was saying about self-control. I did not show it. So I was able not to show anything in my mood or my general demeanor that would make this AI able to perceive that Celestial is angry. And I didn't show it because the computer that I was sitting in front of was able to detect tiny changes in mood, in body temperature, in body language, and my facial expression. There are a lot of startups that are coming up and saying, oh no, we're industry disruptors, you know, we're working on facial recognition tech to keep the airports safer, you know, we will pick up the terrorists by looking at the face and we will know who's a terrorist by their mood and by their body temperature. If they're too hot, we might think, oh, you know, this person is nervous. And we look at it and we're allowing this to go on and we don't know that they're actually building this tech for the world that is going to highly depend on reading us. This way, this computer could pick up mood, body temperature, body language, facial expression, and many other things that we as natural human beings, we can pick up on that because God has given it to us as part of our inbuilt mechanism. And so I knew that if this computer could pick up that I was angry at being there, automatically it would make a negative report against my name. And so if it made a negative report, it would affect my credit society score. That's what I was calling it in this dream, the credit society score. And the credit society score, which is just the social credit score, is going to be a number that is a general scorecard that will control your life. If it falls low enough, you will be excluded from all natural rights. And when I say natural rights, you have the right to education, you have the right to food, you have the right to housing, you have the right to free speech, you have all these rights. But in this world, exactly as you have seen in 2020 and 2021, these things are going to be somehow taken from you without your knowledge, and then you'll be told, if you do this and if you do that, you can go outside. And if you do this, you can have this right back. But the reason that many people are angry now is because they're thinking, wait, I was born with these rights. These are natural rights. When did I lose these rights? And why do I have to now go and line up for the harm that causes harm before I can do this? Why do I have to line up for the harm that causes harm before I can go to a restaurant or have this right? These are my natural rights. But in that world, all your natural rights will be gone, and the social credit score will determine how many rights you can get back. And if it falls low enough, you will lose those rights. And if it's high enough, you can keep those rights. And so right there, you see the incentive in human beings to keep those rights. People will do anything to keep their score high enough so that they can have those things which, to tell you the truth, naturally belong to them. This social credit score will either mark you as a model citizen or you can lose it low enough and be marked as a rebel, because these metrics will cover everything. The Lord said it will cover how you pay your bills and how you perform at work, and these are things you can control. But your social credit score will also cover how other people feel about you and whether enough people like you or not and how they see you. And these are things that you cannot control, but you will still be judged on them because it is your social credit. And so this credit society score, the social credit score, will be the go-to number that determines everything about your life, what job you can apply for, what apartment you can rent, what car you're eligible to drive, and if any upgrades can be added to your account. You've got a medium credit score, you have the money, you want to fly, let's say you want to fly first class, you know, you and your wife, you're going on a honeymoon, you want to fly first class, you've got the money to pay for it, to upgrade your ticket, but your credit society score says that you cannot upgrade because you don't have enough social credit to qualify for the niceness of a privilege like flying first class. And so it will be very stressful living in that world. And people who tend to lose their temper a lot, people who always need to share their opinion, you out there, you know exactly who I'm talking to. You know yourself. You know that people can't say anything and you pick your battles and be quiet, maybe because you know more or maybe because you simply know that it's not worth the effort. You just have to say something. To all you say something people, I feel bad for you because you are not even going to last 10 minutes in a world where keeping your head on your body will depend on knowing how to control your tongue. Let this be just a free warning to someone out there. And so as I was watching this, what I saw was I saw myself on the couch having my mandatory session with the AI, and then I also saw myself in the room standing with the Lord holding his hand. And I remember I said I held his hand very tightly because I didn't want anything to happen in that dream where I get separated from Jesus and he leaves me in that world and leaves me to be stuck there where I have to work so hard and I'm surrounded by glowing blue plastic all the time and I have to work so hard to appear happy and well-balanced and at peace with everyone all the time. And so I was answering the AI, and the AI is talking to you in such a way to make sure that you are rational. Understand this about AI. AI doesn't think like people. People can do the most irrational things. You know, you fall in love and somebody just says, let's go to Boca Raton and just make it official. And then you can do that. But to AI, this is not rational. You have a job that you should be at. You have this, you have that, and then you have to plan. AI is a planned program that always picks the most intelligent outcome. So we know people, we don't always make rational decisions. The discipline of economics basically should be blown out the water because it's all built on the fact that people make rational decisions. And yet real life has proven time after time that nothing we do is rational. Half or even three quarters of it is emotional. And that's just how it is. But AI will search you to see that you are rational. And so if you give the kind of responses, and if you demonstrate that you are not rational, balanced, and in control of yourself, you will be in danger of falling into some of the offices that I will speak of in the next video, which is the Office of Citizens Affairs and the Office of Citizens Arrest. If you do not know that America is going to change, where instead of you just having Department of Defense and Department of Homeland Security, if you think that that is how this future world is going to go, it's not going to go like that. America is going to undergo the worst facelift, and this is because I have shared in many videos, the real America, the America that you know, the America that you love, is already dying. It is already dying. Watch the news if you're a news watcher. Read the paper if you're a paper watcher. People are angry because they can see that something is going on, but praise the Lord Jesus Christ. If you are a Christian, you will have the holistic picture. So you won't only see what the tip of the iceberg, which is what everybody's fighting about on the news reports. You'll see from underneath why these things are happening, because these things are in the Bible. The beast will have and establish his system, and these are the inner workings of the system that God is showing us. And so the Lord was showing me that the intention of AI is actually a murdering intention. AI is like a laser looking among the rats to see which of the rats should be lasered and removed. So that is its function. They will tell us that AI is to make our lives better and to make it easier, but actually AI is looking among the rats for the weaker rats to depopulate the rat pack so that only the strong and fit and essential rats can remain. AI is a system that will not leave you alone with your thoughts, but it will constantly probe your mind to the point that eventually you may get tired because you won't have time to evaluate life, and you may also grow confused about how you really feel because you'll keep having to manufacture these other feelings. And it's only Jesus that can help people live in this world. When you have the peace of Jesus Christ, it doesn't matter for you if you have to go for a 20-minute interview. You can say whatever a machine wants you to say because you know you belong to the Lord. But there are people who will not be able to hold on to that truth as enough for them. They will be like, this is wrong and this is angry. And the Lord always shows me these people. Understand that if God is showing me these people, it's because they do exist out there. And he is showing me real time, maybe 5, maybe 10, or maybe just 2 years in advance what's going to happen to these people. AI is going to wear down those who do not have a strong inner core. And once you are exposed as having the weaker core, they will take you out. And so I saw that some people tried to live that way until they simply couldn't anymore, and they would crack. These people would crack, and they would have a breakdown. Or they would crack, and they would simply go out and do something that was not allowed in society. And once you did that, they would arrest you. It was called being detained. So even if they were taking you away, as I said yesterday in the video, even if they were taking you away to kill you, they would simply say that you were detained. And then they would tell us and tell your family that your state of detention is indefinite. They would never update your status to say that Celestial is dead, John is dead, Hannah is dead. They would simply say that Celestial is being indefinitely detained. And in a way, I guess that's true, because death is indefinite detention, at least until we rise unto the Lord's judgment. So I sat there and I answered all of this AI's questions, even though I was very angry. But there was no evidence of it on my face. There was no evidence of it in the way I spoke. And at the end of it, this screen showed a big green check mark to show that I was all clear, I was doing well, I was rational, and I was still well. And then I was able to leave the place. But if you did not pass this questioning, if you had concerning symptoms, meaning that you showed that you were fearful, or if you expressed that you were upset, anxiety, irritation, anger, why do I have to go through this, slamming the table, rolling your eyes, that kind of thing, the AI would put a yellow check mark or even an orange check mark, which means that you have to come back for more sessions. And if you've listened to what I've said in the last few minutes, increased interaction with AI, because it is a satanic entity at its core, it makes the human being break down. Going into a store, the Lord was saying to me part of the reason that he would take some of his older servants home is because, you know, they've lived their whole life going into the grocery store, and they've talked to Marsh their whole life, who's the cashier, and they know her. They know her kids. They watched her since she was 18. Now she's a grown woman. She's a mom. This human contact, it happens so often during the day that you don't actually notice how much you need it for equilibrium until it's taken away. So when you're walking into a store and there's nobody there, and when you're done, all of a sudden a hologram pops up and goes, "Hello, Celestial. I see that you selected a great pair of sneakers. Good choice. Your price is $201. And you look around the store and it's everyone just talking to the hologram, you know, the hologram sales rep, and there are no people. Older people may not want to live in that mess. And so the Lord always shows me this world, and I see how emotion will be a currency. I'm telling you now, emotion will be a currency. So if you are a Christian and you have not read Galatians chapter 5, and you have not read the parts of the Bible that says, so we put to death the lusts of the flesh, the lust, the pride that makes you always need to be right all the time, the anger, the anxiety, even the fear that the Lord says is a sin in the book of Revelation. It says that the cowards will be put in the lake of fire. You're out there. You've been listening to this channel for 3-6 months. You still can't get a handle on your fear. Every time my notification comes on your phone, you're ready to have a heart attack. I submit to you that you are not going about this in the right way. I submit to you that more time on your knees and more time enjoying the blessings in your life, your grandchildren, your spouse, your children, your habit of growing petunias or roses in the backyard, if you are not learning how to leverage what you have as a way to undercut, undermine, and destroy fear, also spiritual warfare, also praying the Psalms, confessing out scriptures against Psalms, then I submit to you that you are not going about preparing in the right way, because demonstrating fear and upset and all these things will work against you in this world. If the Lord does not call you home the natural way, it's not rapture that's taking you out. All this stuff of the devil, it's coming before the rapture. This is the world. They're transitioning us into this world right now. Ask the people in Australia. Ask the people in France who have recently been told that if they're not going to line up for the third harm that causes harm, those of them who have taken two harms that causes harm are going to have their pass deactivated. Ask them. Ask them if I'm talking about post-rapture stuff, or ask them if they think that Celestial is revealing by the Spirit of the Lord the world that we are being slid into right now. It is better to prepare. And so if you fail this AI questioning, if you were angry, if you had an outburst, or it was just your worst choice that day to have your breakdown during your meeting, the screen would show a big red X. And right away, the door would open, and the people in black or the people in that facility will come and take you away. And you would end up like these siblings that I saw in another dream. So this is the second dream I had after the one called A Look Ahead. I did not write it on the blog because my personal belief is that there's so much on the blog that is there as a witness. And if you've read these things and you don't believe, then I don't need to write every dream I have. The dreams I have are in the hundreds, and 5 or 6 of them on one theme should be enough to teach us that I'm telling the truth. And so I saw this brother and sister, and they lived outside this controlled green building that I lived in, and they had ruined their social credit score, and so they lived near the garbage cans, and I didn't know until one day I came to throw out my trash into these big trash compactors. I came to throw out my trash, and this boy jumped on me and held me by my neck from the back. So he jumped on me, and he held me by my neck from the back, and he put something near my neck, and he said, give me something, like whatever it is you use to buy food. And I wasn't even worried. I said to him, what are you going to do with it? You know, what are you going to do with it? You can't use it. Your picture won't come up. You don't match anything on it. So what are you going to do with it? And his sister looked at him, and they were just hungry and angry. And so I told him, get your hands off me, and I'll get you grocery. And he took his hand off me, and he went and sat. They were sitting by the trash. They used to live a little behind the trash, and I never knew that. And so I went and I bought this boy and his sister, you know, grocery stuff that they can use without having to use a stove and everything. But I saw this in the dream, and I said, really, Lord? Yes. And the thing is, ask yourself how many movies you've seen like this. Ask yourself, honestly, how many movies you've seen where the people live in the perfect world and then the other people are living in what they call the underworld, or they will call it some name like the Grange, or call it the outsiders. You know, the outsiders live here. And where do you see them? Don't they always live with the rats and everything else? How do you think they got there? The things that you see in the movies are the typification, and God doesn't need to watch movies, and neither do I, honestly, because he's just showing me that the movies we've been watching are just preparation for the world that they insist that they will create, but it is all an expression of their pride, and the Lord knows what their ending will be. And so the America that you know is gutted already. It's like somebody in the movie who's been shot through, but because that person is a little strong, really strong, like if you shoot Sylvester Stallone or Arnold Schwarzenegger, they're not going to fall in the movie right away. No, that's the hero. You shoot him, and he will still keep killing the bad guys for a while, but eventually he falls, he bleeds out, and he dies because he sustained too much mortal wounding. And that is America. America has already been sacrificed. And if you don't believe me, there's nothing else that I can say. This dream is too long, but I was just sharing that it's been over 10 years of me seeing different dreams, different scenarios. I've seen a dream of a woman on the run, you know, just something happened, someone accused her in that world. She was on the run and she was hiding during the day, and she made her way back to where her parents lived. So she lived in a different state from them. She made her way back to where her parents lived, and she was trying to say, you know, mom, dad, I need money and this and that. And her parents, shocking, told her, let's just call her Jessica. Well, Jessica, you should have known that this was going to happen. You know, we tried to warn you, but you've offended the system and we told you not to. And now you have to accept the consequences of your actions. And her parents would not give her any help. They would not give her any money. And I'm seeing these things 10 years ago, and I'm thinking, Lord, what is this that I am dreaming? Because he wasn't speaking to me about this new world at that time. What is it that I'm dreaming? I saw a man, and you know, the best friend was high up in the government, and this man lost his entire life. He was put on some list. And who was going to activate this list was these men with guns in black. And, you know, his friend who was working in the government, a Christian, but working in the government, called him. And I'll read it out. It's like, Jerry, what the beep did you do, Jerry? There is a list, Jerry. There's people on that list. Your name is on that list, Jerry. They're putting together a task force. They're going to wipe every last name off that list. This list is public enemy number one, Jerry. You have to get out of town. Have you paid any money in the last 15 years to watch movies that have those exact words? Because I did not get this from a movie. I saw this in my sleep, and Jerry went on the run. He went on the run. I'm dreaming, I'm seeing this. I wake up and the Lord was not explaining to me, but as the years have wound down to 2021, the Lord began to speak to me about Daniel 7 and Revelation 13. If you have not read those chapters, this is the rising of the beast from the sea, the beast that receives power from the dragon, the beast that is going to rule as an absolute king. I've spoken to you, and you know his name if you've been watching this channel. He's going to rule as an absolute king. The man called Obama is going to make four laws in this country. Look at my fingers. This one does not count. He's going to make four laws in this country. That is the dream I saw. I can't remember what the laws were, but the four laws made him an absolute ruler. Understand, students of democracy, where everyone gets to vote in a constitutional republic, and their systems where the people will choose leaders and the leaders will form Congress, and Congress will keep the executive and the judiciary in balance, checks and balance. There was none of that. Obama made 4 laws and he was as God in America, and his power was as an iron spider spreading out not only in the United States, but across the world. And so if you heard nothing in this video, remember that I said that character development is essential not only to pleasing God, it will benefit you in the last days. It will save your life. Please like the video. Please share the video. You have my permission to share these videos on your own YouTube channel if that will help. You have my permission to take the video if you are technically minded. You can take the video and you can cut it into little snippets and you can upload it to these places where I'm not active, TikTok and Instagram, places that I just don't have the time to be. If you can make short snippets and share it with your friends, maybe reach the younger generation. I have absolutely no problem with that, as long as you label it the Master's Voice, hashtag the Master's Voice prophecy blog, hashtag Celestial, so people don't just think, who is this? All this is being done to try and reach people out there. So this is the last video for today. I do have other things to do, but the Lord be praised. Remember that without wisdom, people perish. In all you're getting, the Bible says, get understanding. Understanding of what? Understanding of the days that are to come. Understanding that it's necessary to develop your character beyond having little academic arguments about, oh, this is the Greek word for this and this is the Hebrew. How are you going to fight the Nephilim with Greek? What is happening to the church out there? Are you actually aware of what is going on? You can know all the Greek in the world. Do you actually have the spiritual currency in you to cast a demon out of someone? If devils arise right now and demonize your child the way the man whose child was demonized in the Bible, and the father said, the demon, it casts him into the water, and the devil, it casts him into the fire to burn him or to drown him. Do you have a voice in you that can command the spiritual realm and drive off spirits of affliction and spirits of death from other people? Or are you just full of air knowledge and you're like the sons of Sceva, who they tried to cast the demon out and the demon was like, well, Paul, I know, and this other guy, I know, but who are you? And then beat them to a pulp and stripped them naked and sent them running in the street. Do you actually have the cha-ching in your spiritual bank so that when you call upon the heavens, the angels respond and they come because they know you. Your armor is on. You're locked and loaded. You're ready to go. Or do you think that this life of chatting on social media is what prepares us for the world that is to come? I submit to you that there is much, much more required. The bar is so high that may we all chew on these things and reconsider where we think we are. As Apostle Paul said, let no man think of himself more highly than he ought. It is the humble and it is those who continue saying, prepare me, Lord, teach me, Lord. Let me fast a little more. Let me pray a little more. You can fast and no one will even know that you are fasting. You can get dressed, comb your hair, fix your suit and go to work, and you can be fasting on a 24-hour fast, no food, no water, and no one will know. The spiritual empowerment of God will have you zinging like a bullet in those board meetings. You won't even feel the hunger, and no one will know that you are working out in the spiritual gym. You don't need to be, oh, you know, I'm on a 3-day fast to get closer to God. You've already lost the benefit of the fast if your left hand has to know what your right hand is doing. These are the important things that will save life. Be wise as serpents, gentle as doves. There's so much wisdom in the scriptures, but are we reading it for online chat or are we actually reading it to hide it in our hearts for the day of darkness and the day of great pressure? There is great pressure coming in the future. And trust me, it is a crushing pressure. So we better make sure that we are hunks of metal that cannot be easily crushed. Upon this rock, I will build my church, the gates of hell. No new world order will prevail against it. So may the Lord bless you. This is Celestial with the Master's Voice. Thank you to all of you that support the channel. I always say thank you at the end of these videos for those who send donations, those who support my work. God bless you, and may the Lord increase it and return it to you multiple fold and also give you back what you will need in the future, which is divine help in your hour of need. Until I see you again, God bless you and goodbye.
Praise the Lord, everyone, and welcome to God's Pillar 7 channel. Brother Dan has a prophecy announcement that he's going to read today that will just take your breath away. So, and again, the prophecy is from the Lord. So join me in, where are we going here? 1 Thessalonians 4, chapter 4, verses 15 to 17. For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will by no means precede those who are asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and thus we will always be with the Lord. So you know what's going to happen here. And the next scripture is Matthew 27, let's see, verse 11. 27, verse 11. Now Jesus stood before the governor, and the governor asked him, saying, are you the king of the Jews? Jesus said to him, it is as you say.
Praise the Lord, sister.
I already have the Holy Ghost on me, so I don't know what we're capable of here.
Lord wants me to say a couple things before I read this message. I think there's a prophecy up there, and maybe there's not. First, he wants me to remind you, just like you can smell the breath of a flower, and that lasts for such only a short while, so your time to do what you need to do here is the same.
God's time.
God's time.
That's the video.
Exactly. So he also wants me to tell you that you are here to serve him. He's not here to serve you. You're here to serve him and to do his will. And at judgment time, everyone is going to be judged on everything they say and they do. And when you get judged, he's going to speak to you in scriptures. Okay? So that's what he wanted me to tell you before I read this word.
So you must have to answer
in scriptures.
So
absolutely.
I hope you guys know your Bible. Okay.
Yes, and I wish I knew it better, but this is what's going on. All right, let me start with the word. The night grows short, for soon you shall see the new Jerusalem. I shall remove the chosen into the sky, for their cries reach my ears. For the others, I have shown them signs of my glory, and they did not see. I called them, and they did not answer. As the days grow short, shall you be found on the Father's side? The Lion of Judah shall roar to announce my coming. Men shall weep as Scripture is fulfilled. Only judgment shall suffice to fulfill justice. I have called thee to grace to speak the unspoken. Speak these words, for all shall soon see my return as the triumphant King of Israel. For those who mock me, their lips shall be sealed. Fire shall fill the sky, for I, who am the warrior king, shall punish the wicked. Words shall be followed by action. The wind roars, the earth shakes, for my signs are all around you. You call for your Savior, and here I stand in front of you, and you still do not see. Step forward and receive my redeeming grace while there is still time. For fire shall spew from inside the earth as the hour of the Glorious One draws near. Amen, sister.
Whoa, I'm at the door. He's coming. And wow, this message again, if you watch Brother Dan's last message, the Lord says, my signs are visible of my return for all to see. We were told that it was backwards, so we read it from the bottom up.
Same with this message.
So we got it. Brother Dan already put it in the right order so you could hear it. But here's the announcement. If I can't get any other idea of this, I shall remove the chosen into the sky. There's the rapture. And I return as the triumphant king of Israel. Whoa, there's the second coming of the Lord. And again, this is your time right here. You're going to either be choose life or death. You're going to either be up or down. And you can't be in the middle. You're either going one way or the other. So you need to repent and be baptized in Jesus' name. Wow, I still have the Holy Ghost on. I could probably run around the whole house today. And I've had it since this morning, just thinking about us putting this message up. So repent, be baptized in Jesus' name. I'm proclaiming the acceptable year of the Lord till September 23rd, 2015. Now is the time. You need to do what you need to do. Respond to his message and be saved. Well, Brother Dan, what an announcement from the Lord. And thank you, everyone, for tuning in to God Killer 7 channel. Have a blessed day today, and amen. Thank you.
Amen, sister.